I love it. Kim, what I love is that you're talking to virtually everyone working here at Talk Radio. Right? They're all looking really guilty, particularly John Holmes, who's coming. Kim Woodburn, it's such a pleasure, always. She's, of course, Kim of Kim and Aggie fame. How clean is your house? Fundamentally, we're a nation where people are too lazy. John Holmes has joined me in the studio. Kim's just pointed out you can be too clean and you can be too dirty. Which are you?
Well, I mean, in my opinion, you can never be too dirty. So...
Is that anything to do with your house?
No.
What's coming up on your show?
Just good family clean fun, obviously.
You've changed the entire format.
Absolutely
then.
Right. We'll be giving away some meats today in a game of Dead or Alive. We'll be talking to a YouTuber to find out if Anjum Chowdhury, should have tried harder and perhaps had an amusing cat in one of his videos. And
he didn't make the effort, you're right.
He didn't make the effort. If you want to attract followers,
never going to go viral.
Copy Zoella.
I love the fact I'm too old to know who that is. It's 12:58, so I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio, and John Holmes with you after one.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Can you believe a car is this stylish and packed with features for only £168 a month and £504 advance rental with metallic paint, 16-inch alloy wheels and aircon to keep you looking and feeling cool this summer? Yes, it's the Corsa Energy. And yes, it'll leave you breathless. The Vauxhall Corsa Energy. Just £168 a month over 47 months with £504 advance rental. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 20,000 over 48 months charged at 6.64 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Offer ends 30th September.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Sit back, take a deep breath and relax. Enjoy peace of mind with repayments that won't change for at least 2 years. With a fixed rate mortgage from your local post office, apply today in branch, online or over the phone and feel your worries melt away. Post office money. Mortgages sorted. Post office money mortgages are provided by Bank of Ireland UK. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock on a Wednesday. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Hello. We'll do some programme in a minute. But before that, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, two women guilty of love rival murder. Owen Smith says IS should be involved in Syria peace talks. And a top Irish Olympic official is held over touting.
Talk Radio.
A woman has been found guilty of murdering her love rival by tasering her and stabbing her to death on her own doorstep. Together with 56-year-old Katrina Walsh, Sarah Williams inflicted more than 50 injuries on 6-year-old Sadie Hartley in Lancashire in January, jealous of her relationship. Hartley's partner Ian Johnston says he should have had more sense than to swap sex with the 35-year-old.
If people feel that in some way I've let them down, that I am responsible by texting, I'm profoundly sorry for that, and I'll regret it forever. And I never for 1 minute believed that the few chuck away ridiculous texts could ever lead to such atrocious events.
Labour leadership candidate Owen Smith has suggested the government should negotiate with the Islamic State group to find a solution to the crisis in Syria. He made the comments during a debate with Jeremy Corbyn, who he's trying to oust from the party's top job. Mr Corbyn has dismissed the idea. Scotland Yard has confirmed it's investigating the wife of radical preacher Anjum Chowdhury, who's been convicted of terror offences. A probe was launched after an undercover documentary broadcast last year featuring Rabana Akhtar. Her husband will be sentenced next month for drumming up support for IS. Margaret Gilmore is from the defence think tank RUSI.
The rise of the internet, the power to put words and speeches online and inspire and target particularly vulnerable people, young people, that has made a big difference. And the authorities have come to realise that these people are in fact extremely dangerous.
Accountancy firms that help businesses and wealthy people avoid tax could face hefty fines under new proposals laid out by the government. Advisors whose schemes are defeated in the courts would be forced to pay the penalty. Police in Brazil have confirmed that the head of the Olympic Council of Ireland has been arrested. Patrick Hickey is being questioned as part of an investigation into alleged ticket touting at the Rio Games. Meanwhile, Team GB have raced past their Rio Olympics medal target. The tally is currently at 50. Cycling's made a massive contribution, including golden couple Laura Trott and Jason Kenny. She's now Britain's most successful female athlete with 4 wins. She's praised her fiancé, Kenny, who took a 6th career gold in the Keirin, equaling Sir Chris Hoy's tally.
You kind of see Sir Chris as this like great kind of god of cycling, and like Jason's now, he's equaled what Sir Chris Hoy has, and I think to do that is just phenomenal, and to me he is a hero.
Then we'll have more on what's coming up today in Rio in the sport.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Very confident that Ben's going to have the sport there, weren't you, for once? Normally we go, is it Moose? Is it Ben?
Oh, actually, I just assumed it was Ben.
Well, you know what assumption is.
Oh, no.
You know what assumption did to the cat.
I should have double-checked. Well, let's hope I'm not wrong. Mm-hmm. Anyway, with the weather, Mike's place is sunny, dry and warm, but showery rain will develop in Northern Ireland and the far southwest of Wales and England during the afternoon. Highs of 25 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria. Right, here's the moment when we find out whether Victoria was right or wrong. Who's got the sport?
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Ian Abraham.
No!
Manchester City player says the club's treatment of Joe Hart is disgusting. Hart's been dropped for City's opening 2 games and seemingly faces the exit door at the Etihad.
Moose.
Well, Joey Barton spoke to our sister station Talk Sport.
Moose.
The club I played for wouldn't have treated a player that had been a serving for it as long as Joe has in the manner that he has. I think it's disgusting.
Kevin Nolan says that Sam Allardyce won't pick the England team on reputation. Nolan was Big Sam's captain at Bolton, Newcastle and West Ham. He told our sister station Talk Sport players can't take their England place for granted under Allardyce.
What we might see a difference in now is that no matter how big your name is or how good you are or how good you have been in the past, I think it's going to be all about the team from now on.
Tonight, Queen's Park Rangers defend the Championship's last 100% record at Barnsley. And there should be more medals for Great Britain at the Olympics today. In the 470 sailing with Hannah Mills and Saskia Clark, the women's hockey team face New Zealand in the semi-final. And Dina Asher-Smith goes in the 200 metres final. Mm-hmm. That's your sport, powered by TalkSport.
Powered by, he said TalkSport a lot during that, didn't he? Everything was from our sister station. It's almost like, right, and I'm not saying this is what happened, but it's almost like someone who works for TalkSport pre-records some sport, right, as a sort of afterthought, and then just sort of lobs it over here to see if we want to use it or not. That's I'm not saying that's what it is, but I'm just saying they can't even be asked to come in live and do it. They just record that and then chuck it over, just sort of discard it like an old shoe.
But they're doing it live on TalkSport.
I know. So they could come. Why don't we get some of the lights? Talk.
There's loads of them there as well.
Talk. Do we pre-record news and put it on there?
No, they have their own news.
That you see my point, then, Victoria.
Mm.
Yes,
but you should raise it. Raise the issue.
I might raise the issue at the next departmental meeting, if they have those. I don't know whether they do. Probably not. Anyway, welcome. It's an afternoon. Let's call it a Wednesday one, and you're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Oh, look, they've put it in the local paper.
Really?
Tom and Mary Wainthorpe are proud to announce the engagement of their daughter, Carrie, to Gareth Shadwell.
Oh.
5-door hatchback for sale. 1 previous owner, 46,000 miles, full service history, 3 months MOT.
Like getting your money's worth? Try our Mayo Chicken, made using only tasty chicken breast meat. Just 99p from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
You're right. It's Britain's Asylum Seeker Madness, which is a new tribute band.
I'm sick of people laughing at my name.
Thank you very much indeed, Cornelius. Dementia Care Lottery. Is Diversity Paper Review. The Jack Strawberries. It is Talk Radio. I am
Dick Cole
on the radio with Martin Roberts. I'm Martin Roberts.
Is that what he sounds like?
Yeah, in my head. And many of you are Psycho Billy Cadillac Doodah Band. And then realises he's never kissed
there
a girl.
There aren't many women in this office, but
with Russell Howard's eyes that also look in different directions. Would you put lipstick on a horse?
Well, you're making a beautiful creature even more beautiful.
Hello, Cornelius.
Hello, Colin.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am out to get on a journey, it's the very fabric of imagination.
So then, good afternoon to you and welcome to your Wednesday go at a radio programme. Another day, another load of gold medals. A lot of medals generally. Is it 50 now? I think cycling on the front of the papers this morning and diving ones. There's a silvers for diving, some more for boxing. And we've won another medal. It's not a surprise anymore, is it? It's just sort of, you know, the sheen has worn, quite literally, the sheen has worn off the medals. I think I'm getting medal fatigue is what I'm going. It's not news, is it? So I've won another medal. So it's bored. Athletes, listen. And I know you are in Rio on an app. It's boring now. Okay, change the bloody record. By which I mean the Olympic ones you keep breaking. We get it. You can run, ride a bike and fall in some water. Well done. And now we can all just get on with our lives without you all rubbing our faces in fitness and new strict training regime and talent. You make me sick. Anyway, hello. I'm John Holmes, and it's time for another broadcast. But don't worry, if you are worrying about it, simply do not, because we won't be broadcasting radical calls to back ISIS. We're not Anjam Chowdhury. We're not him. You know, these YouTube stars they have now with their videos to their followers, don't they? The one minute they're putting makeup on or amusingly teasing a cat, next minute they're declaring support for radical Islamic terrorism and making inflammatory statements calling for Sharia law in Britain. I mean, these bloody YouTube. I saw one where Anjam Chowdhury tried to appeal to a new generation of kids by putting some mascara, I think it was mascara, on the side of a cat. Because that's what the kids like, isn't it, when they watch the YouTubers. So he sort of shaved a cat and written Allah Akbar on the side in mascara. It's on its flank. And then he teased it. Just get some more followers. And say what you like about him, but he does know his audience of YouTubers, doesn't he? He knows what they like. Anyway, rest assured, no one will be radicalised over the next 3 hours. Not deliberately, anyway. As we now set about filling the airwaves, not with hate. No, my friends, not with hate at all. But with love. And also with half-arsed features that we haven't thought through properly. Although, to be fair, you might hate them. Just like Talk Radio's head of creative does. So then, headline hijack is on the way. And no, that is not a jihadist call to arms. Hijack just the 2 p.m. news, not an aeroplane. Make up a news story and send it over here. You know the drill by now. You could be crowned with all the glory of getting a made-up news story into the 2 p.m. bulletin masquerading as truth. I say all the glory. There's literally no glory in it, but why not get involved anyway? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
After that, we will meet another lonely luncher. If that's you, if you are lunching alone, we are here to help. All you need to do is get in touch. We will call you back and accompany you through your sandwich, you know, if you're normal, or your avocado and quinoa artisan tartlet, if you're a ponce. We won't judge, however. We will not judge. Whatever you're having for lunch, share the details. But the rules are, you must be lunching alone. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That's the email. If you email that with your phone number, we will call you back. Work experience punditry arrives after 2 o'clock as we stare today into the void marked hipster nonsense, reviewing anything and everything that pops up or has a square beard. There's the news in haikus, that's the current affairs meeting Japanese poetry. It's obvious when you think about it. We'll also be out on the streets to find out what the people think. Today, do the people think flower pots or kangaroos? You can win some meat That's right. In a game of dead or alive, you can choose the meat as well. It's budget reasons, but we've got some chicken, a beef, or some lamb to give away in a game of dead or alive. If you'd like to play, well, text us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And we'll call you back again. Professor Stephen Hawking will be here possibly to tell us a joke later. There's the big debate at three. And we bring you hot guest action as we're joined by Scroobius Pip, no less.
Yes!
Scroobius Pip joining us live in the studio. Wordsmith, podcaster and sporter of fine beard. Ginger Dave, not producing, poor quality beard. Ass Prodcast is through the glass.
Yay.
Bringing her joy unconfined to the world. Chloe is on buttons.
Yay.
Yay. Victoria brings us the news.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Is preaching hate.
I hate them so much they should go back, and I just, I was listening to Julie Hartley Brewer the other day, right, and she's got it right, right? We don't need them in the country, they shouldn't be allowed on the internet, and I just don't agree.
One of Julie Hartley Brewer's callers there. I am John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio on the radio from Talk Radio on Talk Radio. Let's start with some music.
Distant echo of faraway voices bought in faraway trains to take them home to the ones that they love and who love them forever. The grey 30 steps repeat my own and reflect my thoughts, cold and uninviting. Partially naked, so far. Toffee wrappers and the smallest papers. Mr. Jones got run down. Headlines of death and sorrow. They tell of tomorrow. Madmen on the rampage. And I'm down in a two-stage of the midnight. I fumble for change. Pull out the queen. Smiling, beguiling. I put in the money and pull out a plum behind me. Whispers in the shadows, cross blazing voices, hating, waiting. Hey boy, they shout, have you got any money? And I say, I'm gonna take money and I take away curry. I'm on the way home to my wife. She's been lining up the cutlery and now she's expecting me. Polishing her glasses and pulling out the cork. I'm down in a two-stage shed at midnight. I first felt a fist and then a kick. I could now smell their breath. The smell of pubs and wormwood scrubs and too many right-wing meetings. My life swam around me. It took a look and drowned me in its own existence. The smell of brown leather.
Oh, it's the jam down in the tube station at midnight on Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. That's the jam down in the tube station at midnight. Probably wondering why I'm playing the jams down in the tube station at midnight on a talk radio station at 1:15 in the afternoons. The point being, of course, I am Talk Radio's head of music, so I can technically play whatever I like, when I like, for I'm in charge of it. So that's fine. But there will be, of course, as regular listeners will know, a specific reason, because it will link to today's big story, the jam down in the tube station at midnight.
Down in the tube station at midnight.
So, So who's going to ask me? Someone in here is going to ask me why
John,
I am playing... Somebody in here is going to ask me why I am playing the jams down into... Down in the tube station and be nice on the radio.
Me.
You don't shout out in class. Okay? Yeah. If you know the answer, you sit silently, or you want to ask a question, in this case, you sit silently and you put your hand up, don't you? You know that.
Yeah.
All right. So, may I finish?
Yeah.
I expect somebody in the studio would probably like to ask me why I'm playing down in the tube station at midnight by the jam. Cornelius, you've got your hand up.
Oh, I forgot my question now.
Well, the reason I was playing it is because of the big story. It has the word... what words are in that? What words are in it, are in the title of that song? What words?
Down.
Yes, good.
Midnight.
Yeah, it's not that.
Station.
No.
In.
No.
The.
No.
Down.
No, didn't that one.
Haven't I done them all?
No.
Tube.
Yes! Because it ties in with today's big story, which is, of course, the YouTuber, Anjum Chowdhury. Who's gone to jail, rightly so, for preaching hate. He's done videos online.
His vlogs.
His vlogs, yes. He's a celebrity vlogger, as well as other things. Yeah. And that is a crime. But yeah, what a hateful man. And finally, the government have rightly said, the law has said, that you know, preaching that kind of stuff is a proper crime, and now he's been gone to prison for it, and rightly so. But is this just the next generation of celebrity vloggers? I mean, that's the question, you know. And are they all as hateful as one another? So, and I'm too old to know about that kind of world. So what I'm going to do, what I need to do, is speak to a guest, talk about the big story. Ask Broadcast is through the glass.
What?
Through the miserable window.
What?
Could you... I would like to speak today to a YouTuber.
A what?
A YouTuber. You explain it, Cornelius.
It's someone who goes on YouTube and makes videos.
There.
A vlogger, they're also known as.
A YouTuber, please.
It's like the word blog, but instead of the word B, they put
the word
B.
Yeah.
Vlogger.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
Because it's like video blog.
Yeah, get it.
Okay. So we'll speak to a YouTuber next to talk about all things YouTube-y or something. We should plan the show better. Here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Vauxhall vans come with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and breakdown. From big vans to small vans right across the range. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Vauxhall vans. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall vans. Conditional sale 4 years 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance, subject to status 18 plus. T's and C's, mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Winston Wolf, you got a problem?
Yeah, I want to rent out my flat, but
you don't want your tenants to take you for a ride. I got just the guys for the job.
This is legal, right?
Of course, I'm talking about Direct Line. With landlord insurance, you get the legal documents you need, checked by pros.
Oh, great.
So if things get messy, you've got the legal muscle to make wise guy tenants disappear.
Without getting my hands dirty.
Ah, you're a fast kid.
Direct Line Landlord Insurance, including legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New and renewing customers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
There's still long delays on the clockwise M25 after early problems on the QE2 bridge. All lanes have reopened. Significant delays on the northbound in 5 in the West Midlands as you head towards an Overton caravan blocking two lanes between junctions 2 and 1 near West Brom. The M54 in Shropshire has reopened westbound near Telford, but the A5 further along from the end of the M54 towards Shrewsbury is still closed off. A breakdown on the M6 in Cheshire is causing long southbound delays, and an accident on Greater Manchester eastbound M62 continues to cause severe delays towards the Simmester Island. I'm Joanna Adams.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, good afternoon then. Hello, it is Talk Radio. If you are lunching alone, then the half an hour from now is for you, because we'll meet a lonely luncher who will be inducted into the Talk Radio on the weekday afternoon, one between 1 till 4 programme thing. Tupperware, thank you. Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you're lunching alone, get in touch. LonelyLunch@talkradio.co.uk. Get on the list. We'll call you back. Join the club. It's a poor quality club. You get nothing apart from some idle chit chat on air. But you know, hell, it's better than crying into a sandwich or not. Cornelius has some of your reactions before we get to the big story here. Cornelius, there's a lot of reactions coming in today.
Yes, lots. All the people that don't believe in climate change should suck our Brian Cox has come in from innuendo. And so what if I like to shout at interns, including threatening them? If that's so bad, then lock me up and call me Julia Hartley Brewer.
Right, thanks very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, react it in this direction. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
It's time to talk about the big story. So, we know then that the hate preacher Anjem Chowdhury is facing up to 10 years in prison for supporting ISIS in a series of online videos, the most hateful video campaign since ITV2. He's the third celebrity hate preacher, of course, after Abu Hamza and Abu Qatada. And, you know, look what happened to them. Abu Qatada, of course, went into the Big Brother house. And Abu Hamza went on to be a contestant on Bake Off, made a real mess of a pavlova, if memory serves. It's hard to whisk meringue when you've got hooks. Anyone can become a celebrity now, though, can't they? With a little bit of YouTube and a little bit of their own camera and a bit of hateful preach in online videos. Hey, presto, just look at Zoella. So what of this world of celebrity YouTubers? So on the line is a YouTuber. He's called Jack Davies. Hello, Jack.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good. Very bubbly start there by you. And I guess that's what it's about, Jack, isn't it? It's about engaging your audience.
It is. It's all false. I'm not in a very glamorous location. I'm outside on a really hot, busy street. Yep. So it's just pretending.
Yeah. Well, that's right. And I just wonder, I mean, how long have you been posting YouTubes?
Just over a year.
Okay, fine. And now the first question, of course, is have you got a YouTubey name that's not your own name, or at least a version of it?
It's Jackson Actually, and I thought the Actually would be a good kooky bit of it's a little bit different.
Yes. Well, I suppose that's how one stands out. I mean, I was wondering if you know, Jack Ella, like Zoella, would be a thing. I mean, you could have, you know, it's one of the Ellas, isn't it? There aren't many. You've got Zoella. Nutella.
Zoella.
Paul Ella, I guess, correct. Fruitella.
Fruitella, my favourite, in fact.
And maybe Anjem Chowdhury would have got more followers if he'd been called Anjem Chowdella.
Just try. Yeah,
trying to help. Now, look, as a successful YouTuber yourself, right? What is it that attracts? How do you get? I believe the kids call them hits. I mean, how does it? How do you get people to your channel?
It's tricky. I kind of jump on the coattails of popular people like Adele or Drake and do a reaction about them, and then people go, "Oh, that's a thing I like, so let's do that too."
I see. So basically, you're a parasite.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Now, people like the Zoella, because I did some research and I looked at what she is, and it seems that her and her ilk, they don't really do anything. They just sit in front of a cat and just, I don't know, put some makeup on or something. And people in their millions watch that. If I wanted to watch that, I'd just like look out of my car window in a traffic jam of a morning and watch someone putting their makeup on in the car next to me. Yeah. So I just don't understand. What is it about this, you know, because there's television, right? And I know the kids don't really watch that anymore, but it has content, whereas a Zoella just putting lippy on isn't really content. So why has it become popular content, Joe?
Aspirational, isn't it? People want to not put on makeup on the tube, like in reality, and maybe put it on when they've got lots of time in the house and they see other attractive ladies doing the same thing, and they think, that could be me.
Right.
I think that.
It's not very aspirational, is it? Just putting some makeup on. I mean, not unless you're aspiring to be, I don't know, a clown or so. It's just not very... It's lazy, isn't it, Jack?
Yeah, it is a bit. I think they like... Everyone likes an easy ride, don't they? So I think to see other people doing it is fun.
So when you say you do a reaction about Adele or whatever it might be, how long, if I was to do a YouTube, what's the optimum length for my reaction about Adele or whatever it might be?
2 or 3 minutes. People haven't got an attention span.
Right, and that's the sick world we live in, isn't it, Jack? Really, if you're honest. That's,
it is. It is. Yeah. It's awful, isn't it?
I'll be honest with you, it seems to me that well, you know, it's controversy, right? So, Anjam Chowdhury, right, controversial figure, right, because he preached hate.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had loads of followers, right? So, Adele, all very well, but, you know, if you want to get more views, right, and this is a message to Zoella as well, right, just be offensive. Yes, you might be flirting with a prison sentence, but look at the celebrity status. Who's on the front of the papers today? Is it you, Jack? No.
No. That's the thing. It amazes me that it took so long for Anjam to get kind of comeuppance, because it's like on YouTube. I did a video once about One Direction, did a bit of a singing video, got one lyric wrong, one tiny lyric wrong, and still to this day, I get abuse from One Direction fans because I did one of those lyrics wrong. I was caught out within hours of putting the video up.
See, this is the world.
It took longer for Anjam, didn't it?
It did take a lot longer. Yeah, no, like years. So I think, you know, but he's cleverer than you, Jack. He didn't make the mistake, did he, of getting a lyric wrong in a One Direction song?
When if
you watch that video on YouTube of Anjam Chowdhury singing that One Direction song, name a One Direction song. Quickly. Quickly. Quickly.
Be My Girl?
Singing, is that one? Fine.
What is it?
Okay, none of us know because we're out of touch. And that's my point, though, isn't it? That's my point. You see, we're out of touch, but Jack there with his finger on the pulse, you know. All I'm saying is if you just get... the more offensive you be on the YouTube, you end up with more follow. You know, if Zoella, right, wore a burkini, right... instant success. She'd probably be on the front of the pack. Anyway, listen, Jack, thank you for clearing practically nothing up, but it was good to talk to you.
I do that daily on my video.
Good. Jack, pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much. That's Jack Ella, I'm going to call him. He's a one of these YouTubers. Thanks very much. If you've got an opinion on, you know, I don't know whether Anjam Chowdhury didn't go far enough, whether he went too far, I don't know. Maybe
he didn't go far enough.
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
if you've got that opinion, don't send it in.
Well, send it to LBC, they love that. But, you know, I'm saying if he'd put makeup on a cat or something while he was preaching hate, it would have got him a whole new audience. I don't know. I'm just speculating. It's the sick world we live in. I'm not advocating it. I'm just reporting it.
You are standing on thin ice.
If you've got a reaction, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
like. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's 1:31. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Two women have been found guilty of murdering a businesswoman in Lancashire because of a jealous relationship. Sarah Williams had become obsessed with Sadie Hartley and attacked her with a stun gun and a knife in Helmshire in January. The victim's daughter, Charlotte, says losing her mum was horrifically painful.
I just got engaged about 3 days before I got the phone call, so I was from an incredible high to an incredible low. It was just indescribable. You obviously, you never think it would happen to you.
A second woman, Katrina Walsh, who helped Williams, has also been convicted of murder. Labour leadership contender Owen Smith has been accused of being unfit for high office after suggesting the Islamic State group would have to be brought into peace talks to end the Syrian civil war. Conservative MP Johnny Mercer, a former army officer, has criticised the remarks by the man who's challenging Jeremy Corbyn for his party's top job. Mr Smith has since released a statement saying IS would have to renounce violence before any discussions could take place. Police are investigating the wife of Anjum Chowdhury over comments she reportedly made in a documentary. The radical cleric is facing jail after he was found guilty of terror offences. A top Irish Olympic official has been arrested in Rio over claims of ticket touting. Brazilian police say Patrick Hickey, who's president of the European Olympic Committee, was stopped at his hotel. And Team GB's six-time Olympic cycling champion Jason Kenny says his success feels a bit surreal. He and his fiancée Laura Trott have helped Britain to what's already their most successful ever away games with 50 medals so far. The weather most places sunny, dry and warm this afternoon, but showery rain will develop in Northern Ireland as well as the far southwest of Wales and England during the afternoon. Highs of 25 degrees.
In half an hour there will be not just the news as reported there by Victoria, some of the words even correct today. Good. But there will be made-up news, won't there, Victoria?
Yeah.
Yeah, there will be. And that's Headline Hijack. And the lines are open for it now. Make up a news story. Get it to us. Consider it work experience as a tabloid journalist. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's right, I'm doing it.
Start your message anywhere you like. Well, I don't know how to react to that.
Never mind, it's absolutely fine.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And it is Talk Radio, yes. Good afternoon to you. Now, a lot of reactions coming in there. We were talking to Jack Ella, who is a YouTuber. That's what he's called now. He is a YouTuber. And he told us about what that is and how it works. And this, of course, off the back of Anjum Chowdhury's hate-filled videos. Just preaching horrible stuff, like Zoella, but with a beard. Cornelius, what's come in on the reactions?
Yes,
the reaction.
Person with a comment says he sent a story saying it's easy to become radicalised on the internet. A boy who lived down the road from me was arrested at Heathrow trying to travel to Syria after being nominated by Anjum Chowdhury to do the ISIS bucket challenge online.
Yeah.
And this has come from mother who says, my daughter joined the One Direction state. She also was arrested for trying to travel to Wembley Arena to join the 1D army. Yeah. I have now disowned her.
Right, quite right too. John, this is advice for Anjum Chowdhury. And I know he's a big fan of the show. He's listening. So about how to become more popular with the kids than he thought he was. In fact, this isn't to radicalise them. I mean, that's not what we're talking about. But should he want to reinvent himself as a nice person, there's an idea that he would become a character in Pokemon Go, because the children like that, don't they? They play that, don't they? And you have to collect all the Western values and then destroy them as part of that game, apparently. John, This has come in from a regular listener. I've been reading in the newspapers this morning all about Anjum Chowdhury and how not only would he make YouTube videos, but he would also stand on street corners and preach hate to handfuls of people. And then they write, "That's more of an audience than you've ever had." It's coming from regular listener. Thanks so much. Your reaction's very welcome throughout the afternoon, of course. Here's how you do it. Simply pick up some kind of telephone equipment, possibly modern, and squash this text number in. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And that's how you do that. Lonely Lunch Club coming up. Clumming? I don't know. Coming up very shortly. Also, by the way, I was injured this morning. No, not funny. I was injured on my way in, and I will tell you about that. And it wasn't even fair, because I did a nice deed today, okay? And then a bad thing happened to me straight afterwards. Really bad. So, and it wasn't fair.
That's not fair.
No.
It's funny.
So, I'm going to talk about that in a minute as well. Just, anyway. Before that, though, there's a small matter of making the news up. So, yeah, headline hijack on the way then at 2 o'clock. That is just over 20 minutes away. Let's call it 22 minutes away. And Victoria will speak the news. You know that. You know, I don't know why I'm explaining it. She will speak. It's because of new listeners. You know, we're optimistic that new listeners join us every day because of the buzz around this show and the word of mouth that spreads like wildfire. Anyway, if you are a new listener, it works like this. Make up a news story using words that you know and understand. Put them in an order that sounds a bit like a news story. Send them to us, and you could see it in the news at 2 o'clock, masquerading as truth. It's there simply to confuse the people who don't listen to this bit. They're out for lunch. They get back to their desk, switch the radio on, they hear the news, they believe it, but there's a news lie. Ha ha ha. Then we don't talk about it afterwards. That's how Headline Hijack works. Get involved. 87. Treble 2.
Start your message with that talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Any word you want.
Here's what's been coming in, then. Network Rail have had to apologise after a technical fault which saw every customer charged for a first-class ticket over the past 6 years, even though they weren't travelling first class. As some customers have already bought lengthy season tickets, the train companies are now starting to offer a first-class service on all carriages across Britain that come with butlers and free champagne.
Yes!
Just for all people.
On all trains.
Yes, and that's come in from Bob Crowe, the union leader.
The dead union
leader. Head RMT or whatever he is. Underground, something, I don't know.
Dead now.
Is he?
Yeah, he died.
Oh. My mistake. So, what next?
This is car. Plans for,
Sorry, not Bob Crowe.
Oh.
A crow.
Ah.
It's just sort of learn to type with its beak and has sent that in. A crow, though. But the reason I was confused, because the crow has tweeted it, as his avatar on Twitter, he's got a picture of the late Bob Crow, and that's why I was confused. I didn't know. That's why.
Fair play.
Yeah. Got out of that one.
This is coming from Robert, who says, the plans for Donald Trump's ideological test for immigrants.
Has Victoria been teaching you how to talk?
I'm just doing it as she would read the news story. Ideological tests for immigrants have been revealed. The most controversial aspect will be that if you want to enter the US, you will have to go to at least second base with a member of the same gender to prove you're not homophobic.
If you've got a made-up news story, do get it in. You know the number, you know the Twitter. It's Talk Radio.
And you know to start your message with the word talk.
Christ, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
The high life, fast cars, superstardom. Get a taste of the action when you join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month. Because the big time is back in US hit Ballers, exclusively on Sky Atlantic. And you'll also get a brand new free 32-inch LG TV. But you'll have to be fast. Offer ends Thursday. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Butchers, chop chop. Bakers, get cracking. Dry cleaners, press on. Estate agents, get moving. Electricians, switch on. Tailors, suit up. Farmers, plough on. And mechanics, get in gear. If you employ someone, even if it's just one person, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. Don't ignore the workplace pension. For help from the pensions regulator, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In August, we've got a real deal on an 8-foot by 4-foot sheet of 18mm sheathing ply for only £14.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still long delays on the clockwise M25 after early problems on the QE2 bridge. All lanes have reopened. Significant delays on the northbound M5 in the West Midlands as you head towards an Overton caravan, blocking two lanes between junctions 2 and 1 near West Brom. The M54 in Shropshire has reopened westbound near Telford, but the A5 further along from the end of the M54 towards Shrewsbury is still closed off. A breakdown on the M6 in Cheshire is causing long southbound delays, and an accident on Greater Manchester eastbound M62 continues to cause severe delays towards the Simister Island. I'm Joanna Adams.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Right, it's time shortly to meet today's lonely luncher. A lonely what lunch? Someone lunching alone. Who we will help through their lonely lunch by making it fewer lonely. Before that, though, I, on the way to work this morning, I was able to glance around and I passed some newspapers. I saw some news. I saw some news on the television. I heard some news on the radio. And you've probably done the same thing. You've probably woken up and you're aware of the news. When you woke up this morning, maybe you looked at the internet and saw some news on there. But what, you know, irrespective of all the things that are happening, what you can't fail to notice is that the news can be quite confusing. It's bewildering. It's complicated, isn't it?
Connie? I can't get my head around it.
Well, you're not the only one. Because we get letters, regular letters every day here on the John Holmes in the Afternoon Talk Radio programme from similarly minded people who want our help. And they say, well, this has come in. Dear John, it says, and this is from Robert. I listen to your show and others. And the one thing I've noticed about the news is that it's quite complicated. And I just can't get my head around it. I wonder if there's a way you could help me with that. Love, Robert, is written in there. Another similar one here. It's just in. This arrived in the postbag this morning. Dear John, and this is from Laura. I listen to your show, John, every day, along with other shows. And I can't help but notice when I hear the news that it's quite complicated and I just can't get my head around it. I wonder if there's a way for you to help me. Well, Laura and Robert and anyone else who's finding it complicated? I know you've got a letter there.
Yeah, Chris. This is it's actually a stamp from Japan here. It's from someone called Sharon. And she says that... Hi, John. I listen in Japan. And the news is very different in Great Britain.
Yeah.
And the news stories that you cover. And I think it might be the international borders and sort of the differences in culture.
Well, it's the culture differences.
Yeah,
absolutely,
yeah.
Right.
But
yeah.
I just can't get my head around it. Is there anything you could help me with?
Well, how fortunate you should ask. And timely, because on this programme, this is the only programme, I think, on the radio and anywhere else that brings news in, but then sort of distills it down to its component parts, right down to its component parts, just sort of peeling the layers away. And when you do that, of course, what you end up with is Japanese poetry. So that's handy, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
And that's why we explain the news in haikus.
Advert for Walkers. Crisps is banned, apparently. It cost the packet.
Here we go.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
So not only do we help you out with leading you through the complex world of news, we also, on a daily basis, help out individuals. And it could well be you. If you're lunching alone, for any reason at all, as I say, maybe you're shunned by colleagues, maybe you're just home alone because no one likes you, or maybe you're in solitary confinement in prison because you shivved a guard. Whatever the reason might be, get in touch with us using this email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. If so, we'll call you back, get you on the phone and ask you why you're having a lonely lunchtime and attempt to make it fewer lonely. James is on the line. He got in touch. Good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, James. Right, first question to you, James, of course, is where are you?
I'm sitting in quite a nice park, actually, in around northwest London area. It's a lovely day, but unfortunately, I'm sitting here by myself.
Yeah, well, let's be honest, that's not a bad thing to do in a park. I think all of us would you know, relish the idea of sitting alone in a park from time to time.
Yeah, it's quite nice. It's enjoying to watch the world pass by, and it's a lovely day outside, but sometimes you just need some company with you when you have lunch, I think.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess so, I suppose. But why are you alone, James?
Well, you know what? It's August. It's the middle of summer, and unfortunately, all my friends have decided to desert me and go off to lovely European cities and sit on the beach with their other halves, whilst they've left me alone in London town to just enjoy the summer by myself.
Yeah,
and that's quite boring.
Yeah, do you not have another half, James?
Unfortunately, not. No. Mm.
And none of your friends were up for a sort of continental threesome?
Well, you know, none have offered, and they've gone their own way.
Selfish people.
You know, very selfish.
Yeah. Well, okay, what do you do, James, when you're not sitting alone in a park?
I am a head of digital development for a box manufacturing firm.
Have you ever had a proper job?
No, I can't say I do. Essentially, I tweet about boxes.
Great. And was that what you always wanted to do, James?
It's something I'd never really thought about until I had an afternoon with a careers officer at university, and they suggested the idea to me. I was able to get some work experience at a box manufacturing firm, and I've worked my way up ever since.
Yes, well, good. How do you digitally develop a box, exactly?
Well, obviously, you have different types of boxes. I primarily focus on the cardboard box.
Yeah.
And we develop it in the sense that we push it out there on the social media platforms so that everyone knows about different types of cardboard boxes they could purchase for all their boxing needs.
Right. So, in terms of a box shape, we consider that a box to be just a shape of a box, don't we? I wonder, is there any other in the brave new digital world, is there any way you can branch out? Because we're all, you know, a box is an analog item, isn't it, really, if we're honest?
Yes. I think it's important to differentiate how many different types of boxes there actually are. You know, obviously some boxes are bigger than others. They're made from a different thickness of cardboard. Some of them have lids, some of them don't require lids. the different depths of the box, depending on how many items you plan on putting in them. They need to be different strengths as well. You know, sometimes if you're moving house, you need quite a large box to put in the larger items. But, you know, if you're just carrying your boxes in the office from one desk to another, they can be quite small and don't need to have too much strength in them to be able to carry the smaller items.
Do you know, I had no idea it was so fascinating, either, this world of the boxes. It is. There's so much more to it than I'd even considered. What's your favourite kind of box? What sort of box is your favourite box?
Well, obviously, you know, the cardboard box is iconic. It's known the world over. And I personally really like the larger the box, the better in my eyes, especially with a lid that can carry particularly heavy items. You know, maybe you get a computer printer and a cardboard box, they need to be quite sturdy.
Yeah.
So those boxes I really appreciate.
Yes. There are other kind of boxes. I mean, a cricket box, would you?
That's true, obviously.
That's to contain genitals. That's to carry genitals.
Yes, we don't focus on that particular box.
No.
But they do serve a great purpose in the world.
Yeah. I suppose you could technically put genitals in any sort of box, couldn't you?
Yes, true, but depending on the make of the box, they wouldn't necessarily protect you against a cricket ball.
Pandora's box, of course, that famously was a box that held all the evils of the world. Do any of your boxes hold all the evils of the world?
No, well, we only make the boxes. What contents are put in the box are very much up to the owners. So, you know, we throw the boxes into the world and whatever is put into them, we just wish them well.
Yeah, so if Pandora, for instance, after she opened the original box and let all the evils of the world out and wanted to recontain the evils of the world, she could come to you and you'd be able to advise what type of box. I mean, let's hypothetically play that out. Say I'm Pandora, the mythical Pandora, and I have, as I say, let all the evils of the world out of my box, and I come to you as head of digital development for a box manufacturing firm, and I say to you, I've got all the evils of the world, and I've accidentally let them out. I can't put them back in the box they were in. What sort of box would you recommend?
I would probably recommend a box that's made of a metal. Probably has to be a very strong box, maybe something along the titanium line.
Yeah.
It depends how big the evils of the world are planning on being, obviously, depending on the size. And I think the best way to move forward with that is also to have quite a strong glue or sellotape to ensure that when the box, all the contents are then put back into the box, it remains closed.
It remains closed this time. Having learned one's lesson, I presume, is the message there, isn't it?
Yes, very important. You know, we should always be learning the lessons of the world.
Yeah. Learning a lot about boxes this afternoon. What did you say you're actually having for lunch? That's the other question we have to ask our lonely lunchers.
I'm having one of those pasta salad boxes with a carton of chocolate milk.
Right, is it, and the box it comes in, I mean, is it the sort of box you would approve of, or is it inferior?
It's a flimsy box. It's made of kind of a plastic material, and I feel like I could crush it in just one hand when it's empty.
Yeah, flimsy box.
Something I've developed myself.
Yes. Well, it's been a fascinating conversation. Have we made your lunchtime fewer lonely? That's the point, James. That's the question.
I feel like I've been able to enjoy my lunch in some fantastic company, and I really, really appreciate your time, John.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. Thanks, James. Very, very nice to talk to you. That's James. He's head of digital development for a box manufacturer. He tweets about boxes, basically. Whatever you do, whatever you're eating for lunch, wherever you are, we are happy to help you if you're doing it alone. Get in touch using this email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Or you could text us, I suppose, if you want. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At or on Twitter.
Start your message any word you like.
And we'll get on with it. In the meantime, right? So today,
yeah,
on my way into the studio, right? I did an act of good.
Really?
I know. What
are
do you mean? Don't look
okay?
No, don't be surprised.
I was a
knight in shining armour, a good Samaritan. All right. Don't look so shocked at this. So
what did you do?
Right. So I'm on the London Underground, the tube. Not that sort of. Not YouTube. Don't get excited, Anjum, if you're listening. I was on the and a lady in a summery dress. Right. Was on the tube in front of me, and the tube was going down,
and it was a long dress. It got caught in the mechanism, the side of
the escalator.
The escalator, yeah. What did I say it was?
I don't know.
Oh, well, yeah, the escalator, that's what I meant. Anyway, so it got caught, you know, because the steps, you know, do what they do on an escalator. Yeah. You know how an escalator works. Yes. I don't need to explain it to you.
Let's presume the listeners know what an escalator is.
Good. Right. So the dress got caught in it, and it wasn't, you know, wedged as it went down. And so I bravely, I think we can all agree, pressed the stop button.
Oh, did you? That's quite fun. I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah, and what's wrong, I didn't even get fined 20 quid or whatever it is, because it was a legitimate reason.
Mm.
So, but the problem was there was no one around, right, apart from me and her. So, what do I do? Dilemma time, right? I could go and fetch someone from the tube station, or do I, leaving her alone, possibly if it started up again, I don't know how it works, right, dragging her into the mechanism, right? Or do I stand with her in a slightly awkward way, right? So I stood with her for a little bit, thinking someone would turn up, right? And then I found myself, you know, because you have to have an awkward conversation. I didn't know her. So a very awkward conversation about me saying, well, and it just came across wrong. And I sort of said, well, you know, we could take the dress off. And it just, I didn't mean it like that. I was trying to help. She looked at me like I was wrong. But anyway, it was a good deed because I saved her. And then, you know, I got a member of staff and stuff, right? So that's a good deed, right?
Yes, I mean, yes.
I saved a lady's life, Cornelius.
Yeah, you're not a hero, are you?
Yes, I am. And then, moments later, I went to get on the tube, and it's quite a crowded platform, a bit further away, and fell over, just tried to get off the train, fell over so badly that I've cut my knee, right, and dirtied my jacket.
You've dirtied your jacket. Yes. Wow.
Right? So what I'm saying is that is a karma fail. Because I did a good thing and then a bad thing, a painful thing, actually. I'm still limping now, happened to me moments later. And that is not what you expect.
No.
Anyway, that's my... look,
wish I'd seen you falling over.
Yeah.
That sounds hilarious.
I did it, I'm telling you, because...
Did someone run over thinking a toddler had fallen over?
Several people did come and try and help me, I'll be honest. There was no mention of a toddler. But the reason I mention it is because I was listening to some radio earlier, and I heard the presenter just talk about something they did on the way in. So I just thought I'd do it as well, because I thought that's how the radio works.
Because
you often hear that, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You turn the radio in, and then the presenter will say something that happened on the way in, usually due to laziness and because they haven't thought of anything.
Mm.
So I just thought I'd join in, because, you know, because whoever that was probably got more listeners than we have. So I thought, well, if it works for them, that's fine. Anyway, I thought we could turn it into a text-in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, let's be making radio as we go.
What happened on your way in?
No.
No?
No, BBC Local Radio would do that.
Okay.
Hashtag karma fail.
Hashtag
have you
karma
done a
fail.
Good thing that's then been paid off with a bad thing almost immediately afterwards?
Okay.
That's a text-in.
Hmm.
Hashtag karma fail. I'll let you think about that. Have you thought about it?
Yeah, yeah. I can't think of one thing that's happened to me.
There you go.
So it's a bit cliche, and I've only ever had to do this once, but I once had to help an old lady cross the road.
Yes.
This is down in Canterbury.
Right.
And it all went fine. Got her across the street.
Yes.
And when I got to the other side...
She kissed you because it was your moment.
No.
Oh.
No. As I stepped up, I tripped over the curb.
Yes.
And sprained my ankle really badly.
See? Karma fail.
Yeah.
Right.
I wouldn't have done it if it weren't for that old lady. She just used a crossing or something.
Stupid old woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I blame the dress woman.
Mm.
Anyway, karma fail. That's the texting. Oh, who's won headline hijack? We've got to do that next.
Oh, that's Nathan in Thameside.
Well done, Nathan. A made-up news story in the news next. You can get your karma fails to us if you've ever done a good thing and then that's been really unfairly followed by a bad thing. 87222.
Start your message with the talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with anywhere you like.
It's Talk Radio. Here we go.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio. Give it some lift.
Can you believe a car is this stylish and packed with features for only £168 a month and £504 advance rental with metallic paint, 16-inch alloy wheels and aircon to keep you looking and feeling cool this summer? Yes, it's the Corsa Energy. And yes, it'll leave you breathless. The Vauxhall Corsa Energy. Just £168 a month over 47 months with £504 advance rental. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Corsa offers.
personal contract hire. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 20,000 over 48 months charged at 6.64 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Offer ends 30th September.
The odd socks on the person sitting opposite. The beats leaking out of the headphones to your right. An elbow in your face. And a suitcase on your foot. Metro can't really do anything to stop this stuff happening. Not without breaking a few laws, that is. But what it can do is keep you sane until you stop. Pick up a Metro. Free every weekday morning.
Second half starting. 3-1 on the win. Having that, done.
Oh, chockies for my sister.
This bet comes off, she can have that perfume too.
Bet fast with 10bet's in-play betting.
They've scored! I'm taking no chances, going to cash out now.
Great, perfume it is.
Small bottle, darling.
Kick off with a first deposit bonus of up to £200 at 10bet.co.uk. That's 10bet.co.uk. Five rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Minimum deposit £15. Free bets not eligible for cash out. Single bets and ACCAs only. Please gamble responsibly.
Every sofa in store is in the sale of the summer at DFS. But be quick, savings on selected sofas end soon. DFS, official Team GB partner.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk radio. Give it some lip. Talk radio.
It is. I'm John Holmes. Just after 2 o'clock, is Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, women guilty of killing love rival. Labour leadership candidate says IS should be involved in Syria talks. And some good news for Harry Potter fans.
Talk radio.
Two women have been found guilty of murdering a love rival with a stun gun and a knife in Lancashire. Sadie Hartley was attacked on her own doorstep in January by her partner's jealous ex, Sarah Williams, and Katrina Walsh. Sky's Becky Johnson has been to where it took place.
The CCTV cameras on this street show it took her less than 5 minutes to carry out the murder. The attack, described in court as an act of almost demonic savagery, left Sadie Hartley with injuries so devastating she had no hope of survival.
They're due to be sentenced this afternoon. Labour leadership hopeful Owen Smith is being criticised for stating the government should negotiate with the Islamic State group. He's since clarified the comments during a TV debate with rival Jeremy Corbyn, saying discussions could only take place if IS denounces violence. Former army officer Johnny Mercer, who sits on the government's defence committee, says it shows Mr Smith is not suitable for high office. Police are investigating the wife of Anjem Chowdhury, the radical cleric who's been convicted of terrorism offences. It's after Ubana Akhtar was featured in an undercover documentary last year. Her husband, who escaped prosecution for 2 decades, is facing a prison sentence for drumming up support for the Islamic State group. Julia Ebner from Families Against Terrorism and Extremism has told Talk Radio a more expansive approach to counter-terrorism is needed.
I think there has been a big taboo on criticising Islamist extremists, not only in the UK but across Europe. And really what we need to do is just treat the subject in the same way we would treat homophobia, we would treat racism, we would treat other dangerous ideologies. So show civil society resistance rather than a law-heavy or security-heavy approach.
A senior Irish Olympic official has been arrested in Rio over an investigation into illegal ticket sales. Patrick Hickey is president of the European Olympic Committees. He's also head of Ireland's Olympic Council, which says it's aware of the reports and is investigating. Laura Trott now has more Olympic gold medals than any other female British athlete. Her fourth win came in track cycling's women's Omnium in Rio. Trott then watched her fiancé Jason Kenny secure his sixth career gold in the men's Keirin. She says that relationship works well in that competitive environment.
I mean, he's so laid back and so chilled, and I guess nothing really flusters him, whereas I get very nervous before events, like even before his events. Like, I'm literally a nervous wreck, but I think it's good that he's just not. He's the complete opposite, and I think that kind of yin and yang works.
Now, Ben will actually have what's coming up in the games in the sport. And J.K. Rowling is releasing 3 new Hogwarts-themed ebooks next month. The 3 titles in the Pottermore Presents range will bring together new stories as well as profiles of popular characters, including Professors McGonagall and Lupin.
Don't we already know about Professor McGonagall and Lupin?
It's going to be more in-depth about them. Yeah.
Okay. Is that it?
I've got weather to do.
All right, fine.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here it is.
Most places.
Is the word council anywhere in this weather?
No.
Oh,
why
you
would
should,
it
you
be?
Should be fine then.
Why?
Because you said it weirdly on during the news.
How did I say it?
Quang. Something like that.
Oh, yeah. Most places, sunny, dry and warm. But showery rain developing in Northern Ireland and the far southwest of Wales and England during this afternoon. Highs of 25 degrees.
You've got a text tweet come in here.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's from... well, it says this. Since Victoria has the finest voice on radio, can you ask her to please say, come on the hoops? Not sure that's good advice for anyone. Certainly not during the Olympics.
Wow.
Ruin your breakfast.
Mm. So talk about honey nut.
Who said
hang on, come on the hoops. At Celtic Park tonight. And that's, thank you kindly, from Lisbon 76 Hail.
Okay, so just repeat what
you do get tweets from people with weird names, don't you?
What did they want me to say?
Come on the hoops. At Celtic Park tonight.
Okay. Shall I be enthusiastic?
Lisbon 67 Hail.
I can't remember all of these.
If you want to record this, press play and record and pause.
Was it Celtic Park, did you say?
Yes. Okay. I'll take pause off because Victoria's about to say.
Come on the hoops at Celtic Park tonight. Was that right?
That's what it says.
Okay, good, because my memory's awful.
I already know that's going to be in tomorrow's previously. thanks, Victoria. If you'd like Victoria to say some words, then consider her your own private soundboard. Send the words you'd like Victoria to say, and she will say them.
This could end so badly.
Yes, it could.
I don't want that to happen.
8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Then put some words you'd like Victoria to say. Aww. Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Ben's got the sport now.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start in Rio, and 10K Olympic gold medal winner Mo Farah is back in action in the heat of the men's 5,000 metres shortly. In sailing, Team GB are more or less guaranteed another gold medal this evening. Saskia Clarke and Hannah Mills just need to finish their race to claim first place. A former Manchester City midfielder has condemned the club for their treatment of out-of-favour goalkeeper Joe Hart. The England number one's been dropped for City's opening two games and is looking ever certain to leave the Etihad in this transfer window. Joey Barton told Talk Sport he can't believe what he's seeing.
The club I played for wouldn't have treated a player that had been serving for it as long as Joe has in the manner that he has. I think it's disgusting. I don't see what the boy's done wrong to be treated the way he has. I don't like this.
Finally, Glasgow's Gregor Townsend will replace Vern Cotter as Scotland's rugby union head coach in June 2017. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a new jab has been made available on the NHS that protects people from hangovers. Students are being urged to have the injections before starting university in September.
Thanks, Victoria. Victoria there with the news and Ben with the sport. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Comedian Alan Carr is one of the nation's favourite gays. To celebrate his life, BBC Records and Tapes has teamed up to release an exclusive collection of the most distinctively grating noises he makes.
Oh, no!
Alan Carr's Worst Laughs.
Yeah.
A timeless collection of forced campery to enjoy time and time again in the discomfort of your ears. Alan Carr's Worst Laughs contains all your favourites, including high-pitched, protracted, and the just plain awful. For the most part, unlistenable, Alan Carr's Worst Laughs is perfect for blocking out the sound of nearby drilling, trying to drive bees from your garden, or damaging burglars. And if you order today, you'll also get, doesn't Graham Norton's laugh sound like a choking baby? Absolutely free.
It's hilarious. Story. Anyway, this is going on and on.
Oh, dear.
Oh, Right then, good afternoon. 2:10. I am John Holmes. This is Talk Radio. It is time for Work Experience Punditry, which is this. We take the next generation of critics, broadcasters and pundits and we shove them in front of a microphone to, to sort of road test their skills in many ways. And it's there partly because we care. But mostly, if I'm honest, because of Talk Radio's relaxed attitude to employment law. It's Work Experience Punditry. We don't have to pay them. Aidan's back.
Hello.
Now, hang on, because what happens with Work Experience Punditry is a different work experience comes in each day to review a different thing.
Yeah.
Your job is music.
Yeah.
You were here on Monday.
Yeah.
Doing music.
Yeah.
Wednesday's hipster nonsense.
Yeah.
Reviews of all crap things pop up.
Yes.
Why are you here?
Because I've got nothing else to do.
Fine.
And Con asked me to as well.
There's no one else available, was there?
Everyone's on holiday.
Fine.
I'm next week.
Yeah.
Even Aidan's away.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. This makes up for it, basically.
I'm not here next week. I thought we reached the bottom of the barrel, but we're going deeper. Hi, Aidan.
Hello.
It's good to see you again.
Good to see you again, too.
I enjoyed our chat on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where we reviewed Bon Jovi.
Oh. You're going to... Okay.
Anyway. What are you doing today, then? Hipster nonsense?
I'm doing hipster nonsense, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Starting off with... I think hipster events usually encompass a few things.
Yeah.
Make your own stuff, usually. Sort of workshops where you make things. And appropriating other people's culture. So, we've sort of smashed the two together. Make your own kimono. So here we go. You can go along to Seven Sisters.
Yeah.
Pay £19,
yes.
But you've got to bring along your own fabric. So you got to pay £19 for the expertise.
Yeah.
You bring along 1.5 meters squared of any fabric you like.
Yeah.
They suggest silk or chiffon.
Do they?
And
what if I took hessian?
It'd be a bit itchy, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And basically, yeah, it's a 90-minute workshop, and across the 90 minutes, you learn how to make a kimono, and you'll leave with a kimono in a fabric of your choice.
Would you leave huddled in the safety of a pseudo silk kimono, clutching bracelets of smoke and naked of understanding?
Yes, probably, yeah.
That's a Marillion lyric.
Is it really?
Yes. It's from the album Misplaced Childhood.
Misplaced Childhood?
Yes. It was the album that Kaylee was on, if you remember that.
No.
No. Well, you're 12, so you wouldn't.
Okay, fine. So there we go. And
huddled in the safety of a pseudo silk kimono. Clutching bracelets of smoke, naked of understanding.
Okay, great. So, moving on from that, we've also got make your own dry shampoo.
Glad the word sham was in there.
So you pay £11...
Is that fake poo?
No, it's fake shampoo.
Fake shampoo.
No, sorry, dry shampoo, sorry, yes. Right. You pay £11...
I haven't finished with the kimonos. Look, so they charge you £20.
19.
19. And you have to take your own cloth.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, that doesn't seem right to me. I think you could buy it. I've never bought a kimono, but I think you could probably buy them for about £20, right?
Well, it depends. It depends, really. If it's a nice kimono.
Yeah.
You know, a sort of a silk kimono.
A pseudo-silk kimono.
Yeah, and then you could probably... I reckon you're looking upwards of £50.
Right.
I reckon so.
So yeah. It's a bargain, then, you're saying.
Yeah. And plus, you've made it with your own hands. That's the part of the enjoyment, is that you've made this thing that you can then wear in Shoreditch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Could you take, for example, because we know what this hipster stuff's like.
Yes.
Because I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't a pop-up making kimonos out of cereal. Or
yes.
Something.
Right.
Where you just sort of maybe the honey nut loops or something.
Yeah.
Or those, what are the round ones? Anyway, them. Just sew them all together.
Wheatos? Cheerios?
The ones with the Cheerios. Cheerios. Thank you, yeah. So Cheerios. Mm-hmm. Get enough Cheerios and sew them together. That's chainmail, isn't it? That's a sort of wheaty chainmail.
Yes.
And you could probably fashion...
Yeah.
Some sort of cereal-based kimono out of that?
I could see that. And you could use, like, those sort of sour strawberry stringy sweets to, like, sew it all together. So it could be sort of an edible kimono.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then you'd also be feeding the hipsters as well as making them fashionable, because then they could eat it.
Well, I'm just coming up with other pop-up ideas that, you know, in the context of the ones you've got, aren't ludicrous.
Plausible, yes.
Dry shampoo.
Right, so you're familiar with dry shampoo, presumably. It's shampoo. Well, shampoo you can use without water if you're sort of...
I'm aware of it as a concept. Okay. I'm not sure I've ever...
So, if you go to Bust Craftacular in Bethnal Green, This Sunday, between 3:45 and 4:30 p.m.
Bust Craft Tacular.
Apparently so. And if you have £11.01 on you for a ticket, then you can make your own...
God, you see, even the ticket price is hipster.
You can make
how just stupid is that? I mean, Christ, make your own... Oh, we're so hipster. Oh, it's £11.01. Oh, we are. Just hateful.
You will be taught how to make and mix and grind natural ingredients to make a powder that you can then use as a dry shampoo. Make your own hair oil is also available on the same stand. So I think that would be good for hipster beards, actually, the hair oil. Because then you could use the hair oil on the beard, dry shampoo on the hair.
Do you take your own... So you have to...
No, they provide. I think they provide the natural ingredients. And you can tailor it to your different... to if how you smell. So you can choose which natural ingredients to choose.
Yeah.
On, you know, preferences.
I see.
And then they'll teach you how to grind, mix it into like a powder.
Right.
And then you can...
But again, for £11, one pence,
yes.
I could buy some dry shampoo.
Yeah. I mean, a couple of bottles, to be honest.
So...
Yes. Well, I think, again, it's a skill, isn't it? You could go to, like, you know, a kind of a herb place... And you can buy some herbs and make it yourself, which would probably, in the long run, be cheaper. Because a bottle of shampoo nowadays is like £4 or £5, isn't it?
You can just use talcum powder. That works as a dry shampoo. Just a little festival tip for you there.
Doesn't that just make your hair go white?
Yeah.
No, well, you just rub it out. So you put it in and then... But, I mean, dry shampoo makes your hair go white as well when you spray it on. And then you just have to rub it out. Yeah. Same with talcum powder.
Right. This is like
true.
Hair advice from you. It's like...
true.
Taking... fashion or advice from Anjum Chowdhury. This is a ridiculous notion. You can't... Your hair, as we've established before, is as if someone had taken the top of your skull off and just sort of clumped wire wool into the cavity. Isn't it?
It's because he's using talcum powder shampoo, probably.
Just because I've amazed you with my amazing life hack. No need to, you know, lash out. It's true, it's on lifehacker.com. I've just googled it. Use baby powder as dry shampoo. Most commercial dry shampoos work
great. Oh, shut up.
But just have a bit of fragrance in them.
Anyway, no.
Okay, fine.
Good. What are we talking about next?
We got a catnip festival.
Oh, Christ. Right, 18 minutes past 2 o'clock. We'll be back with Aidan. More hipster nonsense reviews next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This one totally goes to my outfit. Shall I try it on?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Oh, fabulous. You look delicious.
I love it. Who's the designer?
Yeah, it must be French.
Actually, it's Yaris. How can I help?
How much is this one?
£159 per month, 0% APR representative.
I'll take two. Do they come in any other colours?
Toyota Yaris. High fashion, low price. Toyota. Always a better way. Search Yaris offers. 0% APR representative and £159 per month available on Yaris design bi-tone 1.335 door when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services over 24 months. £5,843 deposit. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Participating centres only.
As a tradesman, Danny knows that time is money. So he's a big fan of the new Screwfix card, which makes ordering in-store even quicker and easier. Once you've signed up, there's no more giving personal details over the counter. Your card is scanned at the till, your info appears, and boom, we're ready to take your order. Plus, as a cardholder, you can make sure you hear about the latest deals and offers. The Screwfix card, free from any of our 470 stores nationwide. Those in the know, no Screwfix.
Hello, I'm David Brent.
This summer, the boss is back.
Do you miss me?
And hitting the big screen.
I am following my dream as the lead singer in the band Foregone Conclusion.
We are going to get a little bit funky. Probably too funky.
Ricky Gervais is David Brent, live on the road in Cinemas Friday, Certificate 15.
Correct, I'm on door.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still delays on the clockwise M25 after earlier problems on the QE2 bridge. If you're trying to get towards Shrewsbury, the westbound A5 remains closed from the end of the M54 to the Preston Island at the A49 following a lorry fire. There's severe delays on the M6 south caused by a breakdown in 19 for Knutsford, and an accident is causing northbound queues towards junction 21 for Wolston. Greater Manchester's eastbound M62, severe delays for that as you head towards an accident blocking two lanes at the Simmester Island, and there's an accident on South Yorkshire's northbound A1M causing delays near junctions 37 for Mar. I'm Jarena Adams.
When you choose an approved used Audi, you'll find a wide range of models, colours and specifications.
And you'll find each one comes with two services included when you buy with a Solutions Personal Contract Plan and 10.9% APR representative. So you could find your ideal approved used Audi in the time that it takes to listen to this commercial. Search approved used Audi and find yours in seconds. Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. Two services for Audis aged 3 to 60 months. 18s and over, T's and C's and exclusions apply. Until 30th September 2016. Subject to status, Audi Financial Services.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
On the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross, we're not frightened to ask the difficult questions. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doctor.
Doctor Who?
You're right.
No, Doctor Who?
No, the Doctor himself, Doctor Who. You are right. Joins me tomorrow morning on the Full Set Breakfast, TARDIS permitting.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we are talking to Aidan, who is here reviewing the Hipster Nonsense soon in the next half an hour. No offence, Aidan, but Scroobius Pip's coming in.
Right. So,
so you know, we're just killing time until he gets
there.
Really,
point in here, is there?
That's, to be fair,
fine. Well, I mean, I could,
you're not even a warm up.
I mean, I could. To be honest, I could blow him out of the water with Catnip Festival. If I'm honest, I reckon this would. No.
Well, okay, we'll call it competition now. So we're talking about Hipster Nonsense. That's what we review on a Wednesday. It's Work Experience Punditry. Things reviewed by the Work Experience. We don't have to pay them.
No.
That's the main reason we do it, if I'm brutally honest. And we've already talked of kimonos.
Yeah, make your own kimono. And make your own dry shampoo and beard or hair or whatever you fancy.
Wherever you want to put it.
Yes.
Catnip Festival.
Catnip Festival, yeah. So, in their words, London's first cat video festival. Join us for a huge party celebrating the greatest cat videos that our furry overlords have to offer.
Oh my
this
God.
Is a quote from the website. A massive night of banging caterwauling music, yeah. Cativities, right?
Oh, no, no.
Very clever, that.
No, it isn't. This is like when you came in, or Ellie did, to review it, where there was a restaurant had opened that was themed around something or other, and they tried to make a pun based around every food stuff on the menu.
Oh, it was the Star Wars one, was it?
Yes. Yes.
And there was this one called Blue Milk.
That what? Was meant to be... It's not even worked! Blue Milk! For a Star Wars-themed dinner! I mean, we weren't even thinking we came up with May the Fork Be With You instantly. We had an hours to months to prepare it. Blue Milk. And you just go like, oh, Jabba the Spaghetti. I mean, it's rubbish. And this is the same thing, isn't it?
So,
what was it?
Cativities.
Cativities. And
caterwauling cactivities. If it was a cactus festival, yes, cactivities. Not maybe cactivities.
Maybe it's called that because they're rubbish. Cactivities.
You might be onto something.
Yeah. So it's on the 25th of November at the Coronet on the New Kent Road. Ticket price.
Catonet, more like. On the New Kent Road. on when is it?
25th of November.
25th of
Meowvember. Meowvember.
And ticket prices range from $14.95 to £500.
£500?
For £500, which is to be fair, for six people, you get a VIP experience, which all they've said is a private table and table service as the £500 VIP experience.
That's just being in a restaurant.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, that's not even trying.
So they've listed some of the...
I want to eat cat for that money. I want all of the food to be based around the meat of a cat.
So some of the cativities that they have listed, DJ sets, cat robotics.
No, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. It's feline cabaret, a cat gym, a cat meme gallery, which
Why
I think you'd love.
Why didn't they do cat beret?
I think
they called it feline cabaret.
They missed a trick there.
Cat beret.
And arcade games. So there we go. Oh. So if you want to see some cat memes in a gallery...
No, I don't.
Go pay £500 to go to the cat festival.
A festival of cats.
Yeah, pretty
it
much,
just
yeah.
Be, it would just basically be full of old ladies.
Yeah. loads of Ginger Toms in
They love a cat, don't they? I mean... £500 quid! Oh, private VIP experience! Oh. Why didn't you call it? Why? Captivity doesn't work. Why have you done it? Why have you... Catrobatics doesn't work. Catrobatics. Terrible.
All right. Okay.
Is there a catamaran? Because they missed a trick.
That's
they
a dessert. Have, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Oh, I'll have the catamaran. Is it meringue with cat in it? Yeah. It's cat festival. Everything's got cat in it. Great. I love cats. I know. That's why you're here. Mm. That's why you pay £500. Your man old bin. Oh, I love cats.
All right. Okay. So, next one.
Is there a catacomb?
Dinner at the Twits. Here we go. This is something which, I mean, again, it's quite expensive. Tickets between £75 and £100 for a special tailor-made unique dinner based around the Twits. So they eat things like sort of worm spaghetti.
Sorry, what are the Twits? What?
The Twits. The Roald Dahl characters.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You weren't specific.
Was I not?
I thought that was quite obvious.
Well, I was still on cats.
No, sorry.
He just heard the cats.
Yeah. All I heard was cat at the cat cats. That's all I heard. Dinner at the Twitch. Okay, fine. Right, good.
So, yeah, it comes with an exclusive menu cooked by experimental chefs Bampass and Parr. And it will include beard pickings, worm spaghetti and bird pie. Premium ticket holders will receive an additional cocktail on arrival, a bar of Mr. and Mrs. Twits's choicest chocolate, and a hot drink after supper in the Mugglewump's Downside Up cocktail cavern.
Say that again.
It's the
Scroobius Pips can be much better than this. I'm telling you.
You could get a hot drink after supper in the Mugglewump's Downside Up cocktail cavern. There we go.
Great.
If you're a premium ticket holder.
Yes.
£75 to £100. Starting on the September the 4th, and it runs for a month. And it takes place at the Vaults in Leek Street in
the
South
Vaults.
East London. Yeah.
It's the Vaults. Oh, really? In a sort of pop-up hipster space, is it?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah. Mm. Is there anything else you've got to talk about? Very quickly?
So
emphasis on quickly.
I've got the Brixton Beach Boulevard, and I just want to read you the... So it's basically an outside beach. They have these things all the time. I want to read you just the press release that they got on the website. Mm. Miami, 1982. The air hangs thick and heavy as temperatures are high along the sun-kissed boards of the boulevard. Palm trees throw shade over the pastel-coloured buildings of the strip, a daylight costume that fades as the sun goes down and gives way to... as gives way to the glittering jacket of nighttime. This is a neon city where girls in short skirts with golden tans work their way into the hearts of the bad boys of the beach. Sorry. But all that glitters ain't gold in this popping playground for high rollers, roller skaters, love makers and money takers. So there we go. Brixton Beach Boulevard.
Get out. That was Aidan with Hipster Nonsense and a review of it. There'll be more work experience punditry tomorrow when we do geeky, gadgety stuff. Oh, we're doing film tomorrow. We're doing film tomorrow because people's availability, Aidan. That's the problem. They're on holiday. That was Aidan with Hipster Nonsense. Right, it's just coming up to time, and you're listening to Talk Radio. The mighty Scroobius Pip joins us next. We'll be talking about his new book, Distraction Pieces. It's a book of his number one iTunes podcast. He'll be chatting to us in the studio. You can also win some meat today in a game of Dead or Alive. Your choice of chicken, beef or lamb if you'd like to be in the running for that. Here's the number 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Half two, Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
A woman has been found guilty of murdering a love rival in a plot she orchestrated with a friend. Sarah Williams stunned Sadie Hartley with a cattle prod before stabbing her 40 times at a home in Lancashire in January. The 35-year-old was jealous of her relationship with Ian Johnston. Speaking before the verdict, he said he's only thinking about Sadie.
I have no energy for her to hate her. She will be anonymous in terms of my life from here on in. I'm going to court to try and find out some sense so that in the future I can find closure. At the moment, I have no understanding of why this had to happen.
56-year-old Katrina Walsh was also found guilty of murder after helping plan the attack. Labour leadership candidate Owen Smith has suggested the government should negotiate with the Islamic State group to find a solution to the crisis in Syria. He made the comments during a debate with Jeremy Corbyn, who he's trying to oust from the party's top job. Police are investigating the wife of Anjem Chowdhury over comments she reportedly made in a documentary. The radical cleric will be sentenced next month for terror offences. An International Olympic Committee executive has been arrested over ticket-touting claims in Rio. Brazilian police say Patrick Hickey is being questioned after tickets allocated to the Olympic Council of Ireland apparently found their way into the hands of touts. And Team GB's three-time Olympic champion Mo Farah could bag another gold at Rio this weekend. He's just come third in the heats of the men's 5,000 metres, having already retained his 10,000-metre title. Later, Saskia Clark and Hannah Mills are almost guaranteed a goal for Great Britain. They just need to finish their sailing event to take first place. The weather, most places sunny, dry and warm this afternoon, but showery rain developing in Northern Ireland as well as the far southwest of Wales and England. Highs of 25 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Victoria, thank you very much. Now, Victoria today is providing a service. The service she's providing is that of speaking words you want to hear her say on the radio. Someone with no name here, but... Oh, no, it's Paige. Hi, Paige, has texted in to say, could you please get Victoria to say, put your hands up in the air and wave them like you just don't care, please. It will put me in a party mood. That's from Paige.
OK, should I do it in a newsy way?
In a what?
In a newsy way.
A newsy way?
Yeah, try and... Or not?
Try both.
OK. Put your hands up in the air like you just don't care.
Now do it in a newsy way.
Oh, that was probably the easiest I could do it.
Now do it in a party way. Let's hear Party Victoria. What does that sound like?
Put your hands up in the air like you just don't care. Was that good enough?
That sounded more newsy.
It did to me, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I should do that in the news, maybe, actually.
Well, try it. Well, pick a story that's not, like, horrible.
Not murder.
Yeah, not murder. Don't pick a murder story. Pick a lighter story.
Okay.
And do it in a party style.
I don't want to.
Go on.
This is fun. And team... Oh, I can't do it.
Do it, please.
Come on. It's what the people want. It's what they're asking for.
Okay. And team... Oh, I just can't do it.
That's good. It's a good start.
No.
Just wave your hands while you're doing it and it will put you in the right vibe. Go on.
This is so ridiculous.
Go on.
What's she saying?
What? Nothing. Go on.
You're hearing things. Do it.
Go on.
Okay. Oh, I feel so silly.
No, come on.
And Team GB's three-time Olympic champion, Mo Farah, woohoo! Goodbye! Bag, not bye. That'd be wrong. Another gold at Rio this weekend. Oh, yeah!
That was unprofessional.
That went really well.
Can I go home now?
That was Victoria there with the news. You're listening to Talk Radio. We'll talk to Scroobius Pip next.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening. Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah, good afternoon then. It's Talk Radio. Yeah, on a Wednesday afternoon, I am John Holmes. It is Talk Radio, so it's home of your reactions, of course. We're very much happy to receive any old reaction you've just got lying around the house. If you've just put the washing on, you've gone through the pockets, found an old reaction that you weren't expecting as a treat, send it to us, because we're happy to take them. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
What's coming, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. Frankly, I don't agree with Donald Trump saying immigrants need extreme vetting. I think they should be treated by doctors instead. That's coming from Misunderstood. And we've also been asking for your parenting stories. Ram Jam have got in touch to say that their friend Black Betty had a child, Bam Balam, and the damn thing went wild. Bam
right.
Balam.
Thanks very much indeed. Keep those reactions coming in. It's Talk Radio. And so here we are then, joined with, well, by hot guest action, which is what we've been promising you. The mighty Scroobius Pip joins us now. You'll be familiar, I'm sure, with his work with Dan the Sack. You'll also know about his podcast, of course, Distraction Pieces. And now there's a book version, Scroobius Pip.
There is.
Yes.
I'm glad to be here as a special guest for Hipster Nonsense Wednesday. as I am the king and epitome of hipster nonsense, so it's good to be. It's good to finally get the call.
Yeah, well, we timed it well. I mean, that's what we're here for. You do have. I mean, I mentioned it earlier, but your beard is one of groomed magnificence, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I've got a big beard. I've trimmed it back a bit recently. The problem is it kills me a bit because I've had it for 10 years. But the most hipster thing is to say I had it before it was cool. Yeah. So it's now like there's no argument.
Around. It's like Mobius strip of hipster argument.
Default hipster. Yeah, there's nothing I can do.
I think the world copied you though. I mean, you've always been a trailblazer.
Yeah, exactly.
What
is the way?
Let's talk about the book because that's the point of it. Now, this for those that don't know, it's obviously transcripts and bits around your very successful podcast.
Yeah.
Why did you feel the need to write them down?
Well, at first, I totally didn't. I got approached to do the book, and it was going to transcribe the most popular 5 episodes, and I was like, well, they already exist, and listening's easier than reading. But then we came up with the idea of dividing, kind of taking segments and dividing them into topics that come up a lot. So, for example, a mental health section, which has got Gail Porter talking about when she was sectioned and Eddie Temple Morris talking about his suicide attempt and things like that. It was suddenly like, right, we can actually put together really good conversations from a real variation of people, from Billy Bragg to Amanda Palmer to Simon Pegg.
Yeah.
On topics that are kind of relevant to everyone.
Yeah, and it works very well like that, I think, because, as you say, it's only when you take an overview in that you realise that people from the walks of life all have similar, very personal, but very similar experiences.
100%. It was amazing to realise how many of the topics came up in how many of the podcasts. Like, particularly, I mean, we've got things like social media in there and race and politics. I mean, we've got light stuff as well. We've got new movies and comedy and music and stuff
like
that.
Well, that's what I like about the podcast as well, is that it's such a diverse listen and now a diverse read, is that you have all these kind of different people from different walks of life.
Yeah, 100%.
But all sort of, it's what connects us, I guess, isn't it? It's all of that stuff that connects us.
It's kind of worked because my tradition of not really planning anything in advance has paid off, because the only remit of the podcast was 60 to 90 minutes of unedited conversation with someone, so it's meant that I've been able to have people from the movie world, the music world, the broadcasting world, that I've had doctors on and scientists on and all sorts of different variation just to chat.
Yeah, well, no, the line, I mean, some of the names in it, Adam Buxton, Richard Herring, Zane Lowe, you mentioned Simon Pegg, Stuart Lee, John Ronson, Danny Wallace.
There are women in there as well.
There are women
I
in
promise
there
you.
Well.
Amanda Palmer and right. Sarah Pascoe and Josie Long. Yeah. As someone online pointed out, it's like, have you interviewed any women? I was like, I definitely have. I promise you, and they are in there.
My invitation to appear just hasn't arrived.
It's on its way. It's on its way. I was hoping we could just get it all done in one go now, so if I could get the audio of this afterwards, that would be very much appreciated.
It's the other way around, though. I'm talking to you. It's wrong.
It works.
So, in terms of it as a podcast, because our paths have crossed before when I used to do XFM Breakfast.
Yes.
It was the wrong time of day for you, but sometimes I saw you in the office occasionally.
Exactly.
We said hello. And you kind of, that was an award-winning show, the beatdown that you did there. But then you sort of went off to do this podcast, and I wonder what made you think, no, that's the way forward, not necessarily doing it on the radio.
In all honesty, I was listening to loads of podcasts and loads of talking. So if I was listening to radio in the car, it was talk radio, like talk radio specifically and talk in general on the radio. I'm not saying I exclusively listen to talk radio. I'm not just trying to get over with you guys.
That would be the right thing to say.
The only thing I realised all I was listening to was talk radio. But no, a lot of talk stuff on podcasts, and I was just really into it. And it felt, the beatdown as a radio show, we did just over a year, and it went better than we could have hoped. Like, as you said, we won 2 awards, which we didn't expect. Yeah. It was like, right, let's kind of leave that there. And I mean, at the time, it felt kind of foolishly attempt to do a podcast on my own with no one else putting it out and no one backing it or paying me. And
yeah,
it kind of somehow worked. And yeah, it's grown and grown and grown to be one of the biggest in the UK.
Don't go anywhere.
I won't.
I know. Because we're going to be talking more. You're listening to Talk Radio. We're talking to Scroobius Pip this afternoon. It's 20 to 3. We're going to be talking more about distraction pieces, more about Scroobius and everything else he does. And even more beard, if you so desire. When we come back, Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
The high life, fast cars, superstardom. Get a taste of the action when you join Sky with any TV bundle from £20 a month. Because the big time is back in US hit Ballers, exclusively on Sky Atlantic. And you'll also get a brand new free 32-inch LG TV. But you'll have to be fast. Offer ends Thursday. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In August, we've got a real deal on an 8-foot by 4-foot sheet of 18mm sheathing ply for only £14.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's still delays on the clockwise M25 after earlier problems on the QE2 bridge. If you're trying to get towards Shrewsbury, the westbound A5 remains closed from the end of the M54 to the Preston Island at the A49 following a lorry fire. There's severe delays on the M6 south caused by a breakdown in 19 for Knutsford, and an accident is causing northbound queues towards junction 21 for Wolston. Greater Manchester's eastbound M62, severe delays for that as you head towards an accident blocking two lanes at the Simmester Island, and there's an accident on South Yorkshire's northbound A1M causing delays near junctions 37 for Mar. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-managed, sharp-dressed dot-com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I am him and what that bit of production there just said. Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. We're talking to Scroobius Pip just before we carry on doing so. One thing that we do notice around here, being Talk Radio, because we are sort of immersed in it. In fact, you have to wade through it. When you come into the office every morning, you simply just have to push it out of the way. I'm talking about news. It's like a hoarder, like an old person, a hoarder, you know, who just collects stuff, has collected all the news and then died and left it just in the doorway of Talk Radio, and you have to just push through it to get in. And the first thing you notice is that news is very complicated. Am I right, Cornelius?
I can't get my head around it.
I know you can't, but that's why, and you're not the only one.
No?
You know, many people cannot get their head around the news, and we're here to help. And the way we do get around the news, to explain it to people, is that we peel the news back. We take the news as it is, but then break it down to its component parts. And of course, when you do that with the news, what you end up with, right at the bottom, is Japanese poetry. That's how we explain it to help you through. It's the news in haikus.
Air-age woman shall...
pointed at sick children. She had her head in the clouds.
The news in haikus. Scroobius Pip is our guest this afternoon. We are talking about his new book that's out, Distraction Pieces, which is the sort of book version of the number one iTunes chart-topping, no less.
Chart-topping.
We sort of mentioned this before then, about that you, of course, weren't expecting that to necessarily happen.
No, not
so
at all.
What is it about it that's made it so popular?
I think it's that the fact that it's a 60 to 90 minute conversation, and particularly when it came out, there weren't... Everything was kind of soundbitey,
yeah,
and in short chunks. And the fact is, I sit down with all of these people, as we've listed names, that are normally on media runs and normally giving these quick press answers about their new release, whereas we get actual conversations where they're just divulging everything about their lives and joys. When Ramesh Ranganathan was on, we spent about 10% of the time talking about comedy, and 90% just talking about rap that we like.
Yeah.
Which is incidentally the ratio of your haiku, of the actual haiku and actual just music.
Yeah.
It's all that kind of thing. It's like you never know where they're going to go, and it just, yeah, it's grown and grown from there. But I wish I had a more succinct answer, because I'm constantly surprised by how well it's all going down.
Well, I think you're right. I think, because, you know, as I listen to myself, what I find is that you start to think, oh, well, I know what this is going to be like, because I've heard people interviewed, and I know, you know. But then, of course, it doesn't. You manage to get kind of...
Yeah.
You've got a way about you, Scroob, that lets people open up, I guess, and that is just comfortable in your presence.
It's interesting, and someone commented recently, and I hadn't thought of it, but I think they could be right. I think there's an element where the fact I've got a stutter disarms people a little bit, or relaxes them a little bit, because it doesn't seem threatening then, kind of in the way that Louis Theroux originally was, like an innocent child, and then it's like he's getting the most deep in-depth interviews and questions because you're so relaxed around him. And I think there's a similar thing there, which again I can't even take credit for. it's just something I have no control over.
Yeah.
So yeah,
but this is a very interesting point, actually. Now, when you sort of started off, because you know, you're known for the spoken word kind of stuff, and you know, and back on XFM, you know, so when we met, you know, we always used to play Thou Shalt Always Kill and Legend of God to Man and stuff. You did with Dan Lesac, and you know, they are such amazing tunes. And did you come into sort of that music arena kind of with the stutter thing in your mind, in terms, because people communicate different ways, and you've heard of kind of this stuff before where people will take music.
I mean, that's kind of the problem I have. I have a lot of people, particularly like when I started doing the Beatdown and the podcast, saying, like, getting contacted by a lot of people who started saying how inspirational it is that I do stuff that's based around speech. And I always feel really guilty, because I just forget that I've got a stutter. It's like there's no bold, brave movement. And the Beatdown was a prime example. The first article about it was saying how bold it was to put someone with a stutter on commercial radio, on a spoken word and hip-hop show. And it wasn't until I read that, I was like... Oh yeah, I should have thought this through before accepting this, shouldn't I? But it's forgetfulness as much as anything. But yeah, I mean, on the spoken word and music thing, stutters are fascinating, man. I don't understand it at all, and no one seems to. But the fact is, I don't stutter when I'm rapping or working over a music. I've learned things like a tapping out syllables on my arm.
Yeah,
there will be a big stutter here because it's somebody's name I stutter on. I had Dylan Moran on the podcast.
Yeah.
I can't say his name.
Yeah.
If I tap the syllables on my arm, I can say Dylan Moran, Dylan Moran, Dylan Moran all day long. Right. But if I don't, I can't.
Yeah.
And that's fascinating, right?
That really is.
He didn't find it that fascinating. but I was expecting him. I was expecting
like a
big moment and bonding. And I was like, oh no, our relationship is purely on my side. Because it's always been a name, because I'm a fan of him. A lot of people I know are fans of him. So it's someone I've always known that I can't say.
Yeah.
And I revealed that, and he was like, that's weird, isn't it? I was like...
Moving on
with the podcast.
It is interesting that though. I mean, is that a technique? I think I've heard of that technique before. And do you remember when was it Gareth Gates
who won
or didn't win or won one of those panel? No, what are they called?
Pop Idol.
That's it. Yeah, thank you. And he would talk about it in interviews as well. And I think he said a similar thing. I thought that is fascinating, the way that the human mind can overcome things if presented with something from a different angle.
Yeah, it's fascinating that all these. There's another one I always remember hearing, that Rowan Atkinson has got a bad stutter. There it is on cue. And the way he says the B at the beginning of Baldric, it's because that's one of his words he stutters on, so we had to overpronounce it. Now that's become an iconic bit of comedy, and the way Baldric, I really spit that out. Was,
and Bob was
classic.
Another one of his, wasn't it?
But it's because it was words he stuttered on that. Yeah. If you don't know about it, then it's not an issue.
Yeah, yeah. So when did you first, was it an issue at school, or did you always kind of have it in the back of your mind going, well, this isn't a thing to me, so why would it be a thing to anyone else?
I mean, it sounds like a plug now, but I interviewed my mum and dad on the podcast to talk about exactly this, to talk about them divorcing when I was a teenager as well, because again, I think it was the best choice for them, and there's such taboo over everything like that these days. But when I was 5 in France, I almost drowned.
Right.
And that's how I got my stutter. They generally come from a traumatic experience.
Okay.
So I was walking along the beach and I swept out to sea. My dad came out and saved me. I didn't know any of this was a big deal. Like, as a kid, because they intentionally played it down. The first thing my dad said was, oh, I've ruined my trainers. Because they were trying to calm me down and not make it a big deal. But that's apparently where the stutter started.
That is fascinating as well.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
And again, all of it, I'm like a lot of people say, I'm not sure if... I don't know if it's okay to bring this up. It's like, yeah, it's mad. I don't understand how the brain works. It's mental.
It's a weird thing about people, and I think that's interesting as well, that we can talk about it quite easily, because it's... I don't see why there should be a problem about talking about things. I mean, I'll give you another for instance, is I was adopted, right?
Yeah.
And I was 4 weeks old when this happened, so I don't remember it.
Yeah.
But, excuse me, because my parents... my adopted parents never made it an issue at all.
Yeah.
And it was just, that's how it is. We chose you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's never been an issue to me, right?
Yeah.
At all. But the moment you mention it in sort of company, people just sort of go, I don't know what to do.
Not sure if I can discuss this or talk about it.
But it's never been a problem. And that, again, as a sort of social engineering, is quite interesting.
Yeah.
The way that it's never really, or never often, the person who it's happened to is bothered.
Completely.
It's always people around me because they don't quite know what to do.
I mean, and not to get heavy, but one of the most important episodes of the podcast I did, I've done two. The one was with a refugee from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and one was with a girl who was brought to this country under sex trafficking.
Yeah.
And the thing that... It's what made me really appreciate and love podcasts was they wanted to share their story, and it's not easy for them to talk about or for us to listen to, but it happened. And podcasting was somewhere it could be told... freely and unedited, and on radio and everywhere else, quite understandably, because someone could just flick through and find this, there's certain things you have to rein in, but a podcast is, you've chosen to listen to that, so you can't really complain. There's an element of, it's like, well,
it's your own fault.
You put it on your phone, you didn't just stumble across this, it's, you know.
I think that's true.
Things like that, it's amazing to have these discussions, but again, if people are open, if the people in the situation are comfortable talking about it, then it shouldn't be...
Oh, absolutely. I think that's... And you're right, in the long-form way, it does enable you to kind of drill down into people and talk about all manner of things.
Completely. And in a relaxed manner, in a way where they feel safe to get their full side of the story out, rather than worrying it's going to be edited or taken out of context or a small soundbite.
Yeah. Let's, again, go back to the music a little bit, because Cornelius here...
Yes.
Cornelius has claimed, and he's not just said this because you're coming in, because like you said this to me before, but does claim that the best act he's ever seen at Glastonbury is you and Dan Isaac.
Well, thank you very much.
Headlining left field stage a couple years back.
Yes.
2014?
Yeah, it was...
This is from a man who's seen ALO.
Where did it go? It was a 10-year anniversary of the left field stage, and I was the first person to stage dive in the left field tent, apparently, turns out. And it's one of them gigs, like, it was one of mine and Dan's last gigs. Absolutely loved it. It's always good to come off stage and have kind of the stage manager say, that was a great show. It's even better when you come off and the stage manager saying that is Billy Bragg. It's kind of like, right, this means all the more now. The Billy was there going, that was amazing. It's like, you're Billy Bragg. Thanks, man.
When you do play with, and you talk about meeting people you admire, Dylan Moran, as we mentioned and stuff, I mean, do you get a sense of And do you approach it differently if it's someone you're kind of a huge fan of, or are you able to just sort of go, yeah, it's fine? And
I try not to. You try and just make it all right. In general, on the podcast, I love the fact that I'll let people just talk, whereas the occasional times I'll get someone tweet saying, you kept interrupting, it's when it's someone I'm really excited. So, like, Stuart Lee or Paddy Considine, because if you meet someone that you idolise and they tell a story that you've got a story that's similar, then you are like, it's the same for me.
It's like what I just did with you with the adoption thing. I did exactly the same thing.
It's what happens. So it's not a kind of trying to make it all about me. It's often on the other side of like, I want them to like me. I want them to be my friend.
Yeah,
so
it's a weird psychological human thing. I think you're absolutely right.
I love it. But particularly with gigs, as I said, with people like Billy, as you said, they're when me and Dan Lesac did our last ever tour of the UK, at one of our London shows, Billy Bragg agreed to come out during our set, perform To Have and To Have Not, with me doing a verse, him doing a verse, and Itch from King Blues doing a verse. And it's like, that was the most nervous. Like, the sound check then was the first time I've been nervous on stage in a long time, because it wasn't doing my thing. I know how to do that. I've been doing it a long time. But it's like, I'm about to sing, which I generally just speak or rap. I'm about to sing a Billy Bragg song with Billy Bragg playing guitar next to me, and I'm from a similar area to Billy. It's like, is my singing voice mine, or am I doing a Billy Bragg impression? And am I going to suddenly sing in Billy Bragg's voice? He's going to go, don't take the mic, mate. Come on, just seriously.
So yeah, stars in their eyes. Leave it out.
Exactly. It's a nightmare for you.
God, I mean, it must be that's a tricky business. I can see that it is.
And again, the excitement comes out because the end of, like, we filmed that moment, and the end of the clip is me looking up to my mum in the balcony and going, Mum, did you see that? That's Billy Bragg. Because I was generally just excited. I was like, I can't believe it.
Listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I wish we had an hour and a half.
Thank you for chatting. It's been a pleasure coming on.
But Distraction Pieces, the book by Scroobie, is out now. The number with the podcast continues, of course.
Yes.
I look forward to my invitation.
You'll get there.
Awkward. Honestly. Awkward moment. But honestly, really good to see you. Thanks for having me. For coming in. Next on this programme, the big debate at 3 o'clock. Your chance to win some meat as well. You can choose some chicken, beef or lamb, or a box of organic veg. We're not racist. That will be in a game of dead or alive. If you'd like to register to play, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Is the way to get in touch. You're listening to Talk Radio, Wednesday afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
We've got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Winston Wolfe, you got a problem?
Yeah, I want to rent out my flat, But
you don't want your tenants to take you for a ride. I got just the guys for the job.
This is legal, right?
Of course, I'm talking about Direct Line. With landlord insurance, you get the legal documents you need, checked by pros.
Oh, great.
So if things get messy, you've got the legal muscle to make wise guy tenants disappear.
Without getting my hands dirty.
Ah, you're a fast kid.
Direct Line Landlord Insurance, including legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New and renewing customers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Every sofa in store is in the sale of the summer at DFS. But be quick, savings on selected sofas end soon. DFS, official Team GB partner.
Butchers, chop chop. Mechanics, get in gear. Employers, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. For help, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
Can you believe a car is this stylish and packed with features for only £168 a month and £504 advance rental with metallic paint, 16-inch alloy wheels and aircon to keep you looking and feeling cool this summer? Yes, it's the Corsa Energy. And yes, it'll leave you breathless. The Vauxhall Corsa Energy, just £168 a month over 47 months with £504 advance rental. Visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 20,000 over 48 months charged at 6.64 pence per mile. You will not own the car. T's and C's apply. Offer ends 30th September.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
On Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, two women jailed for love rival murder. Owen Smith says IS should be involved in Syria peace talks. And a top Irish Olympic official is held over touting.
Talk Radio.
A woman has been jailed for life with a minimum of 30 years for murdering her love rival by tasering her and stabbing her to death on her own doorstep. Sarah Williams' accomplice, 56-year-old Katrina Walsh, has also been sentenced to life, but with at least 25 years behind bars. 60-year-old Sadie Hartley suffered dozens of injuries in Lancashire in January. Hartley's partner, Ian Johnston, says he should have had more sense than to swap sex with the 35-year-old.
If people feel that in some way I've let them down, that I am responsible by texting, I'm profoundly sorry for that. And I'll regret it forever. And I never for one minute believed that the few chuck away ridiculous texts could ever lead to such atrocious events.
Labour leadership candidate Amin Smith is facing criticism for suggesting the West should negotiate with the Islamic State group. During a TV debate with his rival Jeremy Corbyn, he said IS should be round the table for Syria peace talks. He's been called naive and not up to high office since the comments. Scotland Yard has confirmed it's investigating the wife of radical preacher Anjem Chowdhury, who's been convicted of terror offences. A probe was launched after an undercover documentary broadcast last year featuring Rubana Akhtar. Her husband will be sentenced next month for drumming up support for the Islamic State group. Margaret Gilmore is from the defence think tank RUSI.
The rise of the internet, the power to put words and speeches online and inspire and target particularly vulnerable people, young people, that has made a big difference. And the authorities have come to realise that these people are in fact extremely dangerous.
Accountancy firms that help businesses and wealthy people avoid tax could face hefty fines under new proposals laid out by the government. Advisors whose schemes are defeated in the courts would be forced to pay the penalty. Police in Brazil have confirmed that the head of the Olympic Council of Ireland has been arrested. Patrick Hickey has been questioned as part of an investigation into alleged ticket touting at the Rio Games. It comes as Team GB have raced past their Rio Olympics medal target. The tally is currently at 50. Cycling has made a massive contribution, including golden couple Laura Trott and Jason Kenny. She's now Britain's most successful female athlete with 4 wins. She's praised her fiancé Kenny, who took a 6th career gold in the Keirin, equaling Sir Chris Hoy's tally.
You kind of see Sir Chris as this like great kind of god of cycling, and like Jason's now, he's equaled what Sir Chris Hoy has, and I think to do that is just phenomenal, and to me he is a hero.
Ben will have more on what's coming up today in Rio in the sport.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunny, dry and warm for most places, but showery rain developing in Northern Ireland as well as the far southwest of Wales, yes, and England. Highs of 25 degrees.
Well done, Victoria.
Thanks. I'm not sure you mean it, but thanks.
Yeah. Good. Ben's got the sport. But do you know where he is today?
No.
Ben has got the sport now live from a mosh pit at a Slipknot gig.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start at the Rio Olympics, and 10K gold medal winner Mo Farah finished third in the heat of the men's 5,000 metres. He'll need to qualify for the final, which takes place in the early hours of Sunday morning UK time. In sailing, Team GB are more or less guaranteed another gold medal later this evening. Saskia Clark and Hannah Mills just need to finish their event to claim first place. A former Manchester City midfielder has condemned the club for their treatment of out-of-favour goalkeeper Joe Hart. The England number one's been dropped for City's opening 2 games and is looking ever certain to leave the Etihad in this transfer window. Joey Barton told TalkSport he can't believe what he's seeing.
The club I played for wouldn't have treated us like that. I've been a servant for it as long as Joe has, in the manner that he has. I think it's disgusting. I don't see what the boys have done to be treated the way he has. I don't like it.
Finally, Glasgow's Gregor Townsend will replace Vern Cotter as Scotland's rugby union head coach in June 2017. That's the latest sports news powered by...
That's Ben! With the sport! It's the sport! Live
from the mosh pit at a Slipknot gig. There's Ben there.
Shuffles just tweeted,
"With the sport."
I wonder who noozed all over me when I saw Slipknot last year.
It was Ben. Thank you for that. Right, it's Talk Radio. Big debate coming next.
Talk Radio.
Oh, straight back to me, is it? All right, good. Fine. All right. I thought it'd be longer. Thought there'd be a longer thing. I wasn't expecting it. Just wasn't expecting it. I thought there'd be something longer. And anyway, just before the big debate, by the way, there's just time to pop over to BBC Radio 2, where Jeremy Vine's doing his programme. Let's see what he's doing this afternoon.
Thank you very much, DK. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Jeremy Vine Show on Radio 2. Lovely to have you with us. A dwarf in Somerset is picked up and thrown by the Education Secretary. Is there ever a good reason? Plus, Anthony Worrell Thompson was put down last night because of old age. And should hairdressers be used in war zones? BBC Radio 2.
As we know, it's been in all the papers yesterday and also today, the lineup for the next series of the Great British Bake Off. Just looking down the list here, there's a teacher, an accountant, a jihadist, a warmonger, a lover, a fighter, a butcher, a candlestick maker. There was a baker as well, but that was decreed unfair. But the wider question is that, it's a difficult question, really, and which is why it's the subject of today's big debate, right? Do we still need cooking? That's what everyone is asking, right? That is the question that everybody is asking today. It's trending on the internet. Do we still need, in a post-Brexit Britain, cooking, right? Does this throw up, if that's not the wrong way to phrase this, given that no one wants to see poor Hollywood spitting out the residue of Mary Berry's crusty flan, does it throw up the prospect, no one wants that we don't need cooking anymore in post-Brexit Britain? George has phoned in. He's phoned in on, let's have a look, a telephone. George, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good afternoon, George. Good afternoon.
Now, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you. You've got a problem with cooking. You don't think we need it?
It's not that we don't need it. I think it's a rather disgusting aberration of humanity.
Yes. In what way?
Well, cooking has its place, really, for horses and servants, as Oscar Wilde once said.
Yeah.
Yes. But for the rest of us, no. I don't think there's any finer... noble act than hunting down, chasing and killing a horse, for example, and tearing it apart with your bare hands and just feasting on it. Okay. Au naturel.
Stay on the line for me, George, if you would, because on, let me see, a different telephone is Keith, who is listening to that, tearing apart, let's broadly say, animals and feasting on them au naturel without the bothersome cooking getting in the way, Keith. What do you say to George?
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon.
Love the show, by
Thank
the way.
You. Thank you.
A long-time listener, first-time caller. I say that he is quite an animal. And when I say animal, I don't mean an animal in a good way. An animal you'd want to cook, an animal you definitely wouldn't want to cook. I mean, you know, he mentions Oscar Wilde. He famously said, "There's nothing better than looking at a big cook." I think that's what he said. And I love to cook too. Big cook, small cook, little cook, big cook. I love all cookers.
Right. I mean, are you talking about the cookers as in a sort of chef, or are you talking about cookers as in the white good?
A bit of both. The ones that wear the hats, the little chefs. By that, of course, I mean the roadside restaurants, as well as the smaller midget-based chefs, and the hot points and the grills and the ones with the hobs on top.
Yes.
The stoves, a Bunsen burner, anything you like, really, that's got a naked flame is good for me.
You raise a hot point yourself there, don't you? Because cooking's been.
Yeah, I see. You better. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. George is. Still on the line listening to that. George,
yeah.
Cooking goes back a long way, George. You can't just, come in here all willy, and I'm going to say nilly, to ban it. It's been around since...
The nilly. I mean, really, a nilly at that juncture was a bit much. I would accept a willy.
All right. Well, I apologise. I apologise for that. I'll take the nilly.
Okay, we'll
take
let
the
that,
nilly
we'll
back, but I'm going to leave the willy hanging.
Yes, so, we'll leave that one hanging for yes. sure, for certain, yes.
My point, though, is that cooking's been around since fire was invented, back in the 18th century. And I wondered, can you just take something as historic as that and just get rid of it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we could do the same with France, for example.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of people who would agree with that, of course. But cooking, I mean, you know, you'd have to, would you not have to change our digestive system? Because the human body has evolved to eat cooking. And I don't see how you can just...
I disagree. In fact, I understand among the younger people, when they're not running around making crazy noises and taking drugs or whatever it is they do, I understand that they rather enjoy foraging. Foraging, apparently, is something that has become rather popular, and that's just where you go to a field, for example, and look for some leaves or nuts and eat those.
Well, yeah, that's all very well if you're a fan of leaves and nuts, but Keith, come back in here, because you'll agree with me, surely. You can't forage for an oven chip in a field, can you?
No, you certainly can't. And even if you've got leaves or nuts, they can still be cooked. Roasted chestnuts on an open fire, as the song might
say. Well, I mean, that's an act, George. That's an act that's even got its own song.
Oh, well, there's many songs about many things, and most of them are absolute rubbish. You know, just because there's a song about something, that doesn't make it good. I mean, our young friend here rather likes looking at chefs. And I've seen online, on the internet, there are certain websites, you know, lookatchefs.com and things, for people of his ilk. And I find them rather disturbing.
Yeah, so
I don't know what you think's funny about lookatchefs.com, because there's some great chefs on there. I don't look at the section that's specifically just the chefs in their aprons. In fact, I don't even know that section exists.
They're all in their aprons.
Cooking.
I mean, let's face it, they are all, and some of them aren't even that.
We strayed slightly off the point in this, Keith. I mean, let's go back to this. I'm intrigued about this whole notion of evolution, because we've evolved to eat cooking, and I think you'd have to, if you were getting rid of cooking, we'd have to transplant into every human being the digestive system from an animal that doesn't need cooked food, like a cow or a goat or a fish or something, and so
plenty of people would do just that for a few shillings, and give a young chap a few shillings, and he'll happily transplant an intestine. I mean, I've done that many times.
Yeah, but it's not just an intestine. We're talking about a digestive tract.
Well, a whole tract. Yes, that might take two or three street urchins and perhaps a professor. But still, it could be done reasonably economically.
Well, Keith,
this man's sick.
Underground, in a cave or something.
Yeah. I mean, Keith, George just has got a good point, isn't it? It probably wouldn't be too expensive to remove the digestive tracts of human beings and replace them with the digestive tract of an animal that didn't eat cooking.
This man is clearly one of these new age hippie socialist vegans that go around. You know, the ones that are pale in the face,
the vegans,
don't eat
yes.
anything. You see them in the shops walking around. They've got no sort of colour into their skin. They've normally got some spots on them.
Keith, I've just got to give you a little warning about that. Don't be racist. Just don't be racist.
Well, I'm sorry, but these vegans are taking over the world, John, and clearly you're giving them airtime. They're as bad as Adnan Chowdhury. That's all over the YouTube.
I have no track with vegans. They never join in on horse hunts.
Well, exactly. Yeah. So it's not veganism. Veganism is not the same, is it, as what George is saying, Keith? If you listen to the words he's saying, he's not saying vegans are the way forward, because he's right. They don't. They would. And do correct me if I'm wrong, but I think one would stop at the fence if indeed the action was to tear a live horse apart to eat it.
And they do. They do stop at the fence.
There.
If you've ever tried to hunt a vegan, they're useless. They wander about in a circle. They get distracted if they see an apple.
It's terrible.
Would that be an answer then? Would you? I mean, you'd happily eat a vegan?
Yes, of course.
So, but raw, and that's the
yes,
that's what it
a raw that, vegan.
That's what it would want as
nicely
well.
Nicely watered, for maybe a couple of days.
Yeah.
It would need a good cooking, John. Obviously, medium rare vegan with possibly a little bit of vegetarian on the side.
Yeah, I mean, for flavour, I presume.
Obviously, tasted, but obviously the vegetarian would indeed be cooked as well. You know, one of these, maybe steamed.
Is it cooking? Or, I mean, where do you stand on cooking utensils? I mean, could we get rid of cookers, hypothetically speaking, so we can't cook, but keep utensils with which...
There's many uses for a saucepan. I have come up with many imaginative and varied uses.
I don't doubt it.
For a spatula, for example.
Yep.
I won't go into all of them here, but they are extremely entertaining, and some of them are even legal in parts of the world.
Well, speaking of parts of the world, this is interesting. In Sweden, there aren't trials of this because the reason that is because they don't use cooking at all, of course. They only eat raw herring and birch twigs in Sweden. And they're alive, aren't they, Keith? They're alive and they don't need cooking.
Well, they are alive, but the problem is with Sweden, you do see them wandering around furniture stores. But as you do know, over here we have what we call the Swedish meatball. And in Sweden, like you say, that they don't cook them because they are filthy, filthy vegans. But over here, they do cook them. And I think that's a way forward, I must say. And, you know, he's right, saucepans have many uses. I do keep a saucepan under my bed. But, you know, what about the microwave? He can't say anything bad about the microwave, surely.
Microwaves are rather irrelevant.
Microwaves.
Is it microwaves? Is that what we're talking about now?
Microwaves, yes.
Microwaves. Yes.
Microwaves.
And my microwaves. Is it microwaves? Yes.
Microwave.
I understand it's microwaves. Well, my servant has one, I understand, and he rather happily cooks things in it.
Yes.
On his time off, of course.
But would you... Yes, would you eat your servant?
If only as a punishment. I mean, you don't want to put them off too much, you know.
Yeah.
The place will be a mess.
Question, finally, we're coming to the end of the debate. I just want to run this past both of you. I just need a yes or a no, really. You've heard the phrase, how many cooks spoil... Too many cooks spoil the broth, right?
Yes.
No. What on earth is that all about?
I want to... We need to come... I want to see if we can nail that down to an actual number of how many cooks spoil the broth. So I'm going to say some numbers.
To spoil broth?
Yes.
For cooks? How many cooks would it take to actually spoil it?
To spoil the broth. I mean, is it two?
Are they armed? Will these be armed cooks? Are they trained? Do they have SAS training?
Let's say they are.
What broth would it be?
So is two cooks too many cooks that would spoil broth?
If they had SAS training, they could probably wreck some soup with a drone from thousands of miles away.
I don't think it's
just one cook would do that.
How many cooks? Put a number on it. It's a simple question. Put a number on it. How many cooks? How many SAS trained cooks with drones could wreck a soup?
Oh, I think one for sure. I mean, a properly trained one could probably wreck a good deal of soup in an afternoon.
More than 17.
And just to sum up the debate...
Obviously, no understanding of military tactics whatsoever. I mean, if we were invaded by soup, I wouldn't like you to be in charge at all. Total waste of resources.
Especially if it's minestrone.
Could you sum up the debate for us in one word, Keith?
Microwave.
And the same question to you, George.
Microwave, I think. Was that the word? Yes, that's the word, isn't it?
Microwave.
Microwave. Yes, that's my word.
And there... We must leave the debate. If you've got a reaction to that, do we still need cooking in a post-Brexit Britain? Keith says yes, George says no. Let us know. 87222.
Starting message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Starting message with any word you'd like.
It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hello, I'm David Brent.
This summer, the boss is back.
Do you miss me?
And hitting the big screen.
I am following my dream as the lead singer in the band Foregone Conclusion.
We are going to get a little bit funky. Probably too funky.
Ricky Gervais is David Brent, live on the road. In Cinemas Friday, Certificate 15.
Correct, I'm under.
This one totally goes to my outfit. Shall I try it on?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Oh, fabulous. You look delicious.
I love it. Who's the designer?
It must be French.
Actually, it's Yaris. How can I help?
How much is this one?
£159 per month, 0% APR representative.
I'll take two. Do they come in any other colours?
Toyota Yaris. High fashion, low price. Toyota. Always a better way. Search Yaris offers. 0% APR representative and £159 per month available on Yaris design bi-tone 1.335 door when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services over 24 months. £5,843 deposit. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Participating centres only.
Sit back, take a deep breath and relax. Enjoy peace of mind with repayments that won't change for at least 2 years with a fixed rate mortgage from your local post office. Apply today in branch, online or over the phone and feel your worries melt away. Post office money. Mortgages sorted. Post office money mortgages are provided by Bank of Ireland UK. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Lancashire's M6 is struggling south towards an accident near junction 33 at Goldgate. One lane's blocked there. Two lanes are out on the northbound M6 near Rugby and Coventry, junctions 1 to 2. That's because of an accident. Very slow as you move past that. There's delays getting into Shrewsbury from the M54. The westbound A5 is still closed from the end of the motorway through to the Preston Island at Shrewsbury after a lorry fire. And the trouble to the east of Swaffham for the A47 in Norfolk. That's blocked in both directions around Procession Lane, the recovery of an overturned vehicle. I'm Jarena Adams.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adult only late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson this Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. I am John Holmes. Hello. A lot of reactions coming in for the debate that you've just heard. Do we need cooking in a post-Brexit Britain? There was Keith there saying we absolutely do. Trying to put a number on the amount of... the amount of cooks needed to spoil a broth. And George, they're very angry about cooking. We don't need it. He'd rather feast on a carcass. Au naturel. Thinks that one well-armed cook could totally wreck a soup with a drone. Anyway, a lot of opinions coming in. Cornelius, what's been coming
in? Yes, lots coming in. Julie says, it's funny that Keith should say microwave because my pigeon can wave as well. Mm. So that's quite interesting. And Darren says, well, how many cooks would it take to spoil the band Bross? I think that's a thing that we do need to talk about, John.
Right, well, we'll definitely pencil that in for another day. Right, it's just gone at a time, which means that it's approaching a different one. And, well, look, Martyr's here. Hey. She's here with this afternoon's Diversity Paper Review. She's looking through the papers in a diverse way. We are the most diverse programme in broadcasting. As a regular listener, you will know that, because each day the papers are reviewed by a different diversity. Yesterday, it was a black one. Day before that, it was a black one who was also Welsh. Blelsh. Today, Marta's back, and she is a...
Foreign.
Foreign. Spanish.
A European.
Yeah. Yes.
European,
which
yeah.
Is very foreign to us now as Britain. So here I am speaking to Marta.
Hello.
You say tomato. I say tomato.
Never heard that one before.
Good. Right, welcome. Welcome.
Thank
nice
you.
Nice to see you. Have you been on holiday?
Yes.
Where did you go?
Spain.
That's not a holiday because you're from there.
Well, it's a holiday because I didn't have to do anything.
Mm.
I didn't have to work. Didn't have to pay for anything because I was with my parents, so the bunk of mum and dad.
Good chat. Right, what's in the papers, Marta?
Well, so I've got something to tell you.
Oh.
It's just that...
it's not mine. What?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, fine.
No chance.
Okay.
So when As Prod Cass said to me that I had to do the paper review, she said it to me in English, but you know that when you go to Spain and you're from Spain, you forget English for a bit, so I didn't understand quite well what she wanted me to do.
Yes.
So I've looked at the Spanish papers today, not the British papers. So
that's fine. They're still papers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still a paper review.
Yeah, they're still papers.
So I'm happy with that.
Okay. So let's start by saying that there's not much going on in Spain at the moment. Because, right. As you know, we're all on holiday.
Yes.
And in August, it's like double holiday.
Yes. Spain is just holiday all the time because it's Spain.
Basically.
And that's where people go for the holiday. So nothing else happens apart from holiday.
Basically.
I mean, they'll throw the odd donkey off a tower, but... Apart from that, it's just holiday, isn't it?
That's nice, yeah. So so I'm going to start by asking you, you know what chemtrails are? Chemtrails.
Chemtrails?
Okay. Yeah.
Trails of chem?
It's supposed to be a secret plan by the government, all of the governments in the world.
Yes.
In which they fly planes over population to fumigate them and to sterilise them. And scientists now say... That's not a thing. That's in El País.
Well
which is
done,
the
scientists. Thank
which
goodness.
Is the most read newspaper in Spain. And basically, they've had to do this research because there was a survey a couple of years ago, and 17% of people believed that, this was a thing. That you see those planes are flying over, they're trying to fumigate us.
Right.
They're trying to kill us.
Particularly to sterilise people, though.
Yes. Yes.
So, was it people who've never conceived mostly thinking this? Because I'm going to stick my neck out and say, if you have successfully conceived, you'd think you weren't sterile, right?
Yep.
So it's not those people saying it.
Yeah.
It's other people.
Probably. Because there are some famous people who have openly said that they believe in this, such as Kylie Jenner, Chuck Norris, and Prince apparently said that years ago. That he believed that...
Before he died.
Well, that's
yeah. I assume so.
Yes.
That's what the song Purple Rain is about, isn't it?
Yeah. It's about fumigation.
Mm, yeah.
And trying to sterilise people.
And also, of course, if you fly over any populated area and squirt sterilising gas out, what's it going to do? It's going to get in the eyes of some birds, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And that's what happens when doves cry. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
It does.
Doesn't it? Have you ever seen a dove, rubbing its little eyes?
Oh, every day.
Then the reason for that is because of the...
Chemtrails.
Of the chemtrails. Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought it's really funny that that some research had to be done to prove to the 17% of population that it's not a thing.
Yeah.
I never thought it was a thing.
Well done, the Spanish. What else is in the papers?
So we go
in Spain.
In Spain, if we go to El Mundo, there's been a fireball in the sky this morning at around 6:15 a.m.
Where?
Southern Spain.
Chemtrails.
It's not. It's an asteroid.
Oh.
Yeah. It was flying. Well, flying.
Yeah.
At 95,000 kilometers per hour at an altitude of 117 kilometers, and it's been flying over the skies of southern Spain. People have been scared. And there's...
It's quite backward, isn't it? When was this? Was this this morning?
This morning at 6:12 a.m. local time in a town... It's been spotted in a town called La Hita de la Puebla de Almoradiel in Toledo and Calar Alto Almería y La Sagra Granada. can't even speak Spanish anymore.
Well, it's because you've been on holiday.
Yeah.
So we've got... This is quite Sky-based news, isn't it, from Spain?
Yeah. I think that all the reporters in Spain are just not going to work. They're just going and lying out in the sun and just making up the news as they're looking up at the sky and just not being that imaginative.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Well, it's
they've been writing it during a siesta, haven't they?
Mm.
With their eyes open.
If you like. Well, you don't need... Yeah. You can just use your imagination. So the last thing you see if you lie down for a siesta is the sky.
Yes.
So they've just gone, oh, we'll just write that.
Yeah, that's how we do journalism in Spain.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
More, can you wait there? Because we've got to go take a news break for some good old-fashioned British news. And then we'll be back with your foreign muck next as we look through more Spanish papers with Marta, our diversity paper reviewer. Thanks, Marta. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio. Two women have been jailed for life for murdering a businesswoman in Lancashire because of a jealous relationship. Sarah Williams will serve at least 30 years for killing Sadie Hartley in an attack which used a stun gun and a knife in January. Sadie's daughter Charlotte says losing her mum has been incredibly painful.
I just got engaged about 3 days before I got the phone call, so I was from an incredible high to an incredible low. It was just indescribable. You obviously... You never think it would happen to you.
A second woman, Katrina Walsh, who helped Williams, has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. A report into bullying within the Conservative Party has identified 13 alleged victims of former youth campaign organiser Mark Clark. The investigation was started after the suicide of young activist Elliot Johnson, but it found no evidence former party chairman Grant Shapps was aware of allegations about Mr Clark, who's always denied bullying. Labour leadership contender Owen Smith has been accused of being unfit for high office for suggesting the Islamic State group would have to be brought into peace talks to end the Syrian civil war. Conservative MP Johnny Mercer, a former army officer, has criticised the remarks by the man who's challenging Jeremy Corbyn for the party's top job. Mr Smith has since released a statement saying IS would need to renounce violence before any discussions could take place. Two top Olympic officials have been arrested in Brazil on suspicion of selling allocated tickets to touts. Brazilian police say one of them is Patrick Hickey, president of the European Olympic Committees. And Mo Farah has started defending his 5,000 metre title in Rio. He stumbled and almost fell during the heat, but managed to finish the race.
Like you over your words.
Thanks. But he managed to finish third and qualify for the final on Saturday night. The weather most places dry tonight, but showery rain in the southwest, lows of 13 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be warm and bright for many, but there will be some isolated showers across southern and western areas, highs of 24. There's more in half an hour.
Victoria, thank you very much. There's a big thank you to you here from Lisbon 67. Hi, on Twitter. You remember earlier on, you had to say the words, come on the hoops. Which is, you know, bad advice for any athlete on the gymnastic thing. But you did it.
I don't know what
Lisbon 67 is going to use it for, but you did it, and there's a big thank you. You are a star, it says.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah. Great. If you'd like Victoria to say something for you in her news voice, or party voice, we heard that earlier too.
I don't want to do that again.
No, no one wants you to do that. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
And start your message with what you'd like Victoria to say in her news or party voice.
We'll talk to Marta more in a moment about the Spanish newspapers. And then, of course, it's your chance to win some meat in a game of Dead or Alive in the next half an hour here on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Brothers Ghoul on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Jovial talk, genial topics, and a general speakeasy presented by two brothers separated in time and space. Until a freak radio scheduling accident brought them together. It's Rich Man, Poor Man Radio, featuring Johnny, the bright one.
Good evening, madam.
And Ash. The other one.
Okay, dumb Ash.
Oh, yeah.
Settle down. The Brothers Gould.
With me, Johnny Gould, featuring Ash, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
First time for everything. Right, it's Marta's here. Look, Marta's here. Yay. But before we talk to her, some more reactions, I think, have been coming in. We Are Talk Radio, the home of reaction. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
Yes, lots coming in. It's great that Google are releasing a video chat app. Finally, one of those has come in from... And prisons are like hotels these days, has come in from a person who can't afford to stay in a decent hotel.
Thanks very much, Cornelius. Okay, then Marta's here. Before the news, we were talking Spanish news. It's the Diversity Paper Review, where a different diversity each day reviews the papers. Marta's a foreign, specifically Spain. She's been to Spain, got confused, and has brought the Spanish papers back with her to review. Don't worry, we're learning a lot about Spanish sky and how journalism works in Spain. We've done chemtrails.
Yes.
The art of sterilising humans.
By fumigating them.
Yes.
With planes.
Which Spanish people believe is a thing.
17%, apparently. Mm.
And we've done an asteroid in the sky over Spain.
Yes.
It's very sky-based. Is the next story sky-based, or are you...
No, it's not.
All right, here we go. No, what newspaper is this in?
We're going to talk about El Español. And one of the main stories today is that there's a new wine for cats. And it's called Pinot Meow. And it's a kind of red wine for cats that you can give them. I'm not joking. You're looking at me like I'm joking. Yeah. It's here.
Yes, I can see that. They've got a picture of a cat sniffing a wine bottle. It's like looking at a picture of Victoria before she does her bulletins, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
We talked about cats earlier, Martha, in the hipster nonsense.
Oh, did you? Sorry.
No.
What?
I mean...
Listen to Steve Wright. And we talked about there's a cat themed pop up opening, some hipster crap where you can have cat related snacks and food and stuff. It's just rubbish.
What do you mean cat related snacks?
Well, it's
as in made of cat.
Well, that's what I thought, but no, it turns out they've just come up with some weak puns about cats, and so you can eat while watching catrobatics. It doesn't even work.
Oh dear.
Lame. But this could fit it. I mean, it's like we've themed the programme briefly around cat wine.
Pinot Meow.
Yes. Well, which
is a terrible pun as well.
Terrible.
But yeah, this is a it's made with a how do you call it? Oh dear. You know this vegetable which is red that you put in salad?
Beetroot.
That one. So they made it with beetroot, organic and fresh beetroot. And
do cats like beetroot? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Don't look at me. Why would I know that?
Should we get, like, a cat on air and ask?
No, I don't like cats.
Should we get an...
Yeah, well, I think in the future we should get a cat and force feed it some beetroot, see what happens.
Yeah, see what happens. Remember what happened to rabbits? I told you that if you feed them lettuce, they get high.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? That was my big break here.
Yeah. So cats, drunk cats is what you bring us now.
Yes. There's a theme. It's all going to make sense in a few weeks.
Why? I don't believe you. Given the Spanish's attitude to animals, you know.
Oh.
Bulls, donkeys, that kind of thing.
That's below the belt,
John. I'm not sure. That's why would you give a cat wine, Marta? Why?
Okay, so the first line of this article says... over are the lonely evenings listening to Charlie Parker, which I have no idea who that is.
Jazz.
Okay. With a glass of wine in your hand while you look out of the window and into the horizon. If your cat's around, you can also pour them a glass of wine and together enjoy our loneliness, our independence. I'm textually reading. That's what the article says.
But how is a cat going to enjoy a glass of wine? A cat hasn't got... To clutch something, like a glass of wine.
What about a straw?
A cat does... A cat doesn't have an opposable thumb, but I suppose you could get around that with a straw. Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Or maybe, like, a different glass of wine specially designed for cats.
Yes.
I'm sure someone...
So, like, I don't know, it's sort of like a bowl.
Oh. Oh,
you that pour thing. The wine... But is there any proof that cats like beetroot? And also, is there any proof that cats... will drink wine. I don't know. This is a... I mean, it's a niche market, certainly.
I mean, I'm sure there are people there who are going to try it and what, lonely and lonely lunches.
Yes.
They can now have lunch with their cat. And what I don't understand, and it doesn't say if this one cat has alcohol or not.
Well, I'd like to think it does, otherwise it's pointless.
It's just beetroot juice.
Yeah.
Is that legal, though? Isn't that mean?
What, giving a cat wine?
Yeah. Because, like, we once got a dog drunk at uni, and, we got into trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to say that on the radio?
What happened?
Not a lot.
No.
It's just quite a mess. Quite a lot of mess over a flat.
Good. Well done. Drunk dogs, drunk cats. All the big debate here on Talk Radio. Marta, thank you very much.
Thank
for coming
you
in
for
and sharing
me.
Spanish news with us. In the next bit, you can win some meat. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb, not dog or cat. Chicken, beef or lamb. In a game of dead or alive, I've got a list of things, but are they dead? Are they alive? You can get in touch to play 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We'll do it next. It's Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
The next departure from Platform 4 is the Delight 746 Sweatbox service, calling at all stations, even the ones no one ever uses. We would like to apologise for the late arrival of this train, which was due to asteroid bombardment and the wrong kind of cosmic dust on the tracks.
Wouldn't it be great to have something you can rely on in the morning? Listen to Paul Ross with Metro and get an essential daily fix of news, sport, showbiz and entertaining opinion. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with Metro. Grab your free copy every weekday morning.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In August, we've got a real deal on a 25 kilogram bag of Thistle Bond & Co. plaster for only £5.75 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Lancashire's M6 is struggling south towards an accident near junction 33 at Goldgate. One lane's blocked there. Two lanes are out on the northbound M6 near Rugby and Coventry, junctions 1 to 2. That's because of an accident. Very slow as you move past that. There's delays getting into Shrewsbury from the M54. The westbound A5 is still closed from the end of the motorway through to the Preston Island at Shrewsbury after a lorry fire. And the trouble to the east of Swaffham for the A47 in Norfolk. That's blocked in both directions around Procession Lane, the recovery of an overturned vehicle. I'm Jarena Adams.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Friday night from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And the noon to you. Very shortly, we'll give away the gift of meat. Yeah, and how many other radio programmes can say that, eh? I'll tell you, none. That's how many. Before it, though, there's a small point of the news. It's quite complicated. If you have ever come across the news in any form at all, the one thing you'll notice is that it's there's a lot of it, and it's very difficult to weave your way through it. It's a complex issue, the news, isn't it, Cornelius?
Yeah, I can't get my head around it.
And you're not the only one, because we get letters in, don't we, in the morning. Mm. Postbag, we open it every morning. It's full of letters from people who can't get their head around the news. Dear John, I just can't get my head around the news. That's from Lee. Another one here came in this morning. Dear John, I just can't get my head around the news. That's from Paul. Dear John, I just can't get my head around the news. That's from Simon. Dear John, I just can't get my head around the news. That's from Jennifer. You've got one there, I think, as well.
Yeah, this is from Lawrence, who says, Dear John, I can't get my head around the news.
Yeah, well, Lawrence and the others, and you, Cornelius, we're here to help you. And we do it on a daily basis, of course, by helping you navigate the choppy waters of news by breaking it down to its component parts, which, of course, when you do it, you get Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Chowdhury jailed for being a radical is La Miss Zoella.
You know, because of all those hateful online videos that she does. Right then, let's give away the gift of meat. Chicken. Beef. Lamb. Organic veg. You can win it now in a game of Dead Alive! Yeah, that's right. This is the programme that gives away some meat. Those are the choices. We give away meat. Why? Budget reasons. And today we do it in a game of Dead or Alive. There's someone on the telephone to play. Hello on the telephone.
Hello there, John.
Who's that then?
It's Rob Addigan.
Hello, Rob. It's going well, thank you. How are you going?
I'm very good. Even more better if I win myself a huge slab of meat.
A huge slab of meat could be yours, Rob. What slab would you choose?
Today, John, hang on, I'm going to go for some babe back ribs. Not my favourite of the rib family, but yes. Up there with the best of them.
Yeah, the bad news for you is that that's not on offer. So, it's chicken, beef or lamb?
I'll go for chicken then.
Fine.
Play a standard, isn't it?
Standard. Fine. Right, well, here's what you've got to do, Rob. You've got to tell... Well, what do you do before we do that? Let's have some idle radio-style banter. What do you do, Rob?
I'm a hitman, John.
Excellent news.
So don't get on the wrong side of me.
No.
That you better be getting me that chicken when I win, or yeah. It's curtains for you.
Good, so we didn't have the beef then. So, Rob's a hit. Rob's a hitman. He's playing for chicken, and all he's got to do is tell me. This is right up your alley, Rob, isn't it? With your job, because you know it's dead or alive.
So, why I called in, John.
Yeah, it's a rare day off for you. I imagine you're busy and
all murder based quiz radio show games. I'm just straight on it.
Well, you're very welcome, Rob. Keeping score will be paid intern Cornelius.
Hello,
hello,
and you. Good. Right, pleasantries done. Let us play a game of Dead or Alive. Right, here we go. First one. Dead or alive? My Auntie Jacqueline, dead or alive?
Oh, Auntie Jack, she's going great guns, alive.
She is alive, and the reason I know this is because she told my mum yesterday, and my mum passed the information on to me, that Auntie Jacqueline has bought a copy of my new book that's out next week.
God,
she's advanced ordered it.
She must be the only person.
Yeah, she is.
A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man. You can buy it on Amazon now. It's out in paperback next Monday.
Sounds like a great read. I'll have to check it out.
Do, please. I might, if you win, I might throw one into the... I might stuff one up the chicken.
Marinated by book.
Yeah. Right, dead or alive. Western values, if Anjam Chowdhury got his way.
Oh, dead.
Yes. That's right, so good. The chances of the poor intern who was assigned to Julia Hartley Brewer's show ever wanting to work in radio again.
Dead, 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 dead. There has never been anything more dead.
That's the right answer. Cornelius's brother Jethro, real name, who was admitted to hospital on Thursday, dead or alive.
I feel really sorry for Jethro. I think he passed away, and send my regards.
Is your brother dead, Cornelius?
No.
He's alive! He is alive, but he was suffering. He got a quincy in his throat. What is that?
That's such a rubbish reason to go to hospital. No worries, the hospitals are falling apart. He's wasting their time with his bloody throat thing.
It's quite just, serious abscess.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Makes the heart go fonder, though, doesn't it?
He's like something from same hospital.
Quincy, is that a thing?
Yeah, that's what they're called.
There used to be a television program called Quincy, where he was a coroner.
And you should buy him a present while he's in hospital, perhaps a copy of your book. You seem to be flogging it so hard.
The one that's out next Monday, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, that one.
Here is a great read.
Yeah, it is a great read. I'll tell you what it is. It's like Catelyn Moran meets the Inbetweeners. That's what Miranda Hart said. That's on the front of the book.
Yeah, but she didn't read it.
She did. Right, the chances... you got that one wrong, by the way. The chances of Anjum Chowdhury, it's him again, winning a Radio 1 Teen Award for Best Vlogger.
Alive, he's going to have a career rebirth when he comes back. He's going to see the error of his ways. He's going to read a few chapters of your book, see the error of his ways, and he'll be straight on the show for the Teen Award.
No, it's dead. He's never going to do that. Dead or alive, Cass's friend, Asprod Cass's through the glass, through the miserable window. Cassie's friend, who she won't tell us the name of because we know something about that friend and she doesn't want us saying it on the radio.
Is that Cass the racist?
Yes.
Alive.
Yes. And the thing we know about him is that she slept with Timmy Mallett's son.
Wow. Great fact.
Billy Mallett. dead or alive. The Hills.
Alive and well.
With the Sound of Music. You'd think, wouldn't you? No, but in this case, I'm afraid no. The Hills are a family, the Hills, who used to live quite near my parents, three generations, tragically wiped out in a horrific macrame accident in 2007. So I'm afraid you got that one wrong. Cockles and Mussels.
Alive and well.
Alive. Not in this case, no. Cockles and Mussels were two... chinchillas that were owned by my friend Steve's sister, and they sadly passed just of old age. Nothing odd about it, but they just passed.
No mysterious circumstances.
None whatsoever. There's no, just none.
You're making yourself sound really guilty.
Look, you're the hitman, not me. So I did not take out a contract on chinchillae, plural. Final music. It's a music one. The man that you two woke up, dead or alive? The man that you two woke up?
Dead.
Let's find out.
Wake up. Wake up, dead man.
Yes! It's the right answer.
Brilliant.
The right answer. Right, we've got to go to Cornelius, who's got the scores in today's Dead or Alive.
Cool, let me just start up the system.
Apologies, Rob. It's quite a slow system we've got here.
That's all right. You're fine tuning it. I'm sure as long as it's accurate, that's the main thing.
You're absolutely right. The main thing. After all, there's a chicken at. Ironically, there's a chicken at stake here. So it's a dial up. We've got a dial up thing. There we go. Right. Yeah, we're in. Cornelius is just typing the information. Oh. God. All right. Fine.
We're getting Windows 98 problems.
Yeah, we haven't upgraded it. It's an old system, I'm sorry.
That's all right, you're forgiven.
How do you spell Rob?
With a silent H.
Oh, it's not liking that.
Computer says no.
It won't be his real name anyway, he's a hitman. He's not going to come
on. Many identities.
Just write many identities there. new word. I d e n t e s. Right, there you go.
Oh, what?
Right, now print it off.
Okay, I'll just print it.
Pretty slow printer, Rob, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Pretty slow printer, so. What can you do? Good Lord.
Instead of concentrating on your books, you should be working on biting these printers.
That sounds like
the thing you need to.
Thank goodness I didn't print my book out on this printer, is all I can say to you, Rob. There we go. Cornelius.
Right, let's have a look.
And
okay.
how many points did Many Identities get
in
today's game of Dead or Alive?
Scored 5 points, John.
Is that enough to win the chicken?
It is!
Congratulations, yes!
Yeah!
Rob, Hitman Rob, thanks for calling in. You have won yourself a chicken. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I'm so proud. I tell my mum.
Very welcome. Good. Go away now. Right, that was Rob on the phone in a game of Dead or Alive winning a chicken. It's just about it from us. We'll be back tomorrow at 1. However, the mighty James Max has wandered into the studio.
I have indeed.
To bring us drive.
Yes, indeed.
How are you?
Oh, good, thanks. Good. How are you?
Yeah, fine, Tart. What's...
Oh, that's the one and only day of summer.
It's good, not bad out there today, is it?
It is. It is a scorchio, as they say.
Yes.
Yes.
What, are you covering weather? What you got to
No, no, we're not that desperate. So we're going to be turning our attention to pubs, crisps, jobs, class, no class, dodgy ticket touts, and negotiating with terrorists. But just a few.
It's another smorgasbord.
Another smorgasbord of excitement, yes.
Right, so in terms of, what's your big story first? What are you going for first?
So going for first with the... prosecution of the radical cleric Anjem Chowdhury,
yes.
Found guilty of inviting support for the so-called Islamic State. So we're going to be talking about how the media is covering this, and I guess we are part of this.
Yes.
And the question is, how should the media report the story, and whether it should be radio silence, should we simply ignore it, or should it be full coverage?
Is this because of the notion of oxygen of publicity to him, or it is a whole, though? Is that...
Well, there have been some who, for example, have been suggesting that certain social media sites should be taking down some of his rants, some of his preachings.
Right.
Because people say, well, who is this guy? What does he want? Why is he in the news? And then they go and search it, and they too could very well be translated, you know, and in sort of taken in by some of his preaching, ranting nonsense.
It's actually the same with all the other YouTube vloggers like Zoella.
Yeah, well,
it's the same thing.
Well, it's Alfie who's really dangerous.
He's the dangerous.
To be honest,
he's radical.
He is the radical.
He turns Zoella, yeah.
Yeah, it's exactly. I mean, you know, everybody targets Zoella, but no, it's him.
You've got to get right down to the root cause of this horror.
Yes.
And it is him.
It could be Alfie Days or Joe Sugg, perhaps.
Yes.
would probably be even more guilty. Or maybe the subversive that is all the way from the other side of the earth at Troy Sivan.
I don't even know what that is.
Troy Sivan is another YouTuber.
I guess that, but I've never... I will now.
Oh,
look what you've done. Now I'm going to Google him.
He's good. He's good.
James Max, radicalising you to the ways of drive time.
And of the mags.
Next on Talk Radio. We'll be back with you tomorrow from 1 o'clock. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.